Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
All right, today is Tuesday, June 19th. Kathy is out. Let's see how I do with the news.
You're going to do great.
The Stand With Meek Mill rally was held yesterday outside of Philadelphia's Criminal Justice Center. Rapper Meek Mill told the crowd, "I got to go to court and finish fighting for my freedom." He added that he will stand up for others unjustly incarcerated, caught up in the darkness, who don't have the support. The hip-hop chart topper then walked into the court building where Mill's lawyers argued that he should get a new trial in his decade-old gun and drug convictions. But after a sometimes testy two-hour hearing, Court of Common Pleas judge Janice Brinkley disagreed, saying that she needed more time to review evidence. The Mills arresting officer has a credibility problem. At least three convictions of other defendants based on that officer's testimony have been thrown out this year. Philadelphia District Attorney's Office is not opposing Mills' request for a new trial. Prosecutors have even said the initial charge should be vacated after the arresting officer landed on a list of law enforcement officials suspected of lying in court and framing witnesses over the years. In addition, attorneys for Mill have sought to have Brinkley removed from the case, arguing that she's been unfair in her sentencing and treatment of the rapper. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court recently split evenly on a request by Mill to remove Brinkley from his case, a decision that left the judge in place. At Monday's rally, supporters shouted for Brinkley to either recuse herself or drop this case, and obviously that continues. Donald Trump continued to defend his administration's policy of separating children from their parents when they try to cross the border illegally, despite rising outrage. Trump declared the United States will not be a migrant camp, and it will not be a refugee holding facility, not on my watch. He also put blame on congressional Democrats, saying that they haven't passed the immigration reform legislation that he wants. However, it was Trump's administration that 2 months ago adopted a zero tolerance policy in which an illegal border crosser would face criminal prosecution. Previously, the longstanding practice was to generally use civil proceedings, which allows families to stay together. The policy change was meant to deter people from trying to enter the U.S. illegally. Attorney General Jeff Sessions also defended the policy yesterday and indicated it won't be charged, or won't be changed, excuse me, until immigration legislation the administration favors is passed, saying, "We do not want to separate parents from their children. If we build the wall, if we pass legislation to end the lawlessness, we won't face these terrible choices." Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen made an appearance before reporters, saying, "We will not apologize for the job we do or the job law enforcement does, for doing the job that the American people expect us to do." And after First Lady Melania Trump and former First Lady Laura Bush spoke out on the issue Sunday, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Rosalynn Carter weighed in yesterday, with all living first ladies having commented. Bush's statement said, "Sometimes truth transcends party." Clinton, speaking at a women's event in New York, called the policy a moral and humanitarian crisis. And Carter, in a statement, said, "It is disgraceful and a shame to our country." The statement from Mrs. Trump's office was less condemning than others, saying she, quote, "hates to see families separated," and stating she believes we need to be a country that follows all laws, but also a country that governs with heart. Donald Trump also announced Monday that he has ordered the creation of a new military branch, adding the Space Force.
Yes!
To the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and Coast Guard. He said, "It's not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. Very importantly..." Wow. "I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force." As the sixth branch of the armed forces, that is a big statement, he said.
"Sir, I'd like to sign up for Space Force."
He was telling the National Space Council on Monday, "We are going to have the Air Force and we are going to have the Space Force. Separate but equal. It is going to be something." Chief Pentagon spokeswoman Dana White said it in a statement that the military will work with Congress and other stakeholders to move forward with policy. They said, we understand the president's guidance. Our policy board will begin working on this issue, which has implications for intelligence operations for the Air Force, Army, Marines, and Navy. Trump has previously said that he included a Space Force as part of his national space strategy, but also said in March that he was not really serious about the idea. Military officials, including Defense Secretary James Mattis, have pushed back on the idea that the military should have a separate Space Force. Senior officials with the Air Force have also expressed reservations to Congress about the creation of a separate Space Force. The service currently has responsibility for military space operations, and the Space Corps, as it's been called, was in the House version of the 2018 National Defense Authorization Act, but later dropped in conference. And in a press conference at Pennsylvania Hospital on Monday, former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell announced that he is undergoing treatment for Parkinson's disease. Rendell, who is 74 years old, said that he's sharing his story in hopes that it will help others. He said, my hands started to shake a bit, and I was having more problems with my balance than usual. Those symptoms 3.5 years ago led to a diagnosis of early Parkinson's disease. The former governor, mayor, and district attorney, among many other titles, says that he was stunned. He said, I had always viewed myself as indestructible, never missed a day of work through my working career. But he started treatment right away with physical therapy, including boxing and other workouts. His treatment also includes medication and mental exercises. There's no cure for Parkinson's, but experts say the sooner someone is treated, the better. Governor Rendell says early treatment helped stabilize his condition. Unbelievable, he said. In fact, my hands are steadier now than when I first started getting symptoms.
That's amazing.
Parkinson's can be debilitating for some, but the majority of patients do well with the right treatment program. The former governor urges everyone that if you have symptoms, to get checked out. And in sports this morning, ball sacks are yummy. Aaron Altair hit a two-run double with two outs in the 10th inning, leading the Phils rally for a 6-5 win over the St. Louis Cardinals last night at the ballpark. Rhys Hoskins hit a bloop single to start the bottom of the 10th after Carlos Santana was intentionally walked. Altair then hit a line drive and skipped off a diving left fielder, Marcel Ozuna's glove, before the ball bounced to the wall. Two runs scored, and Phils won the game. Series continues tonight, and Vince Velasquez gets the start. Game time in South Philly is at 7:05. And in hockey news, surprising, Washington Capitals head coach Barry Trotz has tendered his resignation from the team, becoming a free agent after leading the franchise to its first Stanley Cup on June 7th. He said, after careful consideration and consultation with my family, I'm officially announcing my resignation as head coach of the Washington Capitals.
It's not working.
Well, they didn't offer him enough money.
That's
what it was.
Yep,
Captain Trotz attempted to renegotiate an extension on better conditions for Trotz, but they were unable to come to terms. And that's what you want right after you win your Stanley Cup. You want a little boost in pay, and apparently that wasn't going to happen. Oh, and by the way, the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs.
Preston, the crowd loved it.
Thank you, crowd. And I love you. All right. Welcome to Tuesday morning, the Preston Steve Show. Yeah, Kathy's out, man. Got a text from her this morning. I don't know how she feels or what's going on. She was feeling kind of run down yesterday towards the end of the show.
I think she has what you have been working for the better part of a month. Or it sounds like you are now finally pretty much over it.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I still get your every now and then loogie that comes flying up unannounced.
The errant loogie?
But other than that, I feel pretty good.
Good. I'm good to go. She's sick. She's down for the count.
Yeah. I think she's faking it.
She's faking it?
Yeah, I think she's just cramming for next week. She's just, you know, really worried.
Busco versus Delco. Was doing some work on that yesterday, getting ready for the Battle Royale, which starts on Monday. So, we'll see how this plays out. Pick your favorites and get yourself set. So Marissa is in studio this morning in Kathy's stead. She'll be helping us out here. We have a few things going on. It's Tuesday, so we will get a tattoo today, and our artist Troy will be by to tattoo Harley. So that'll be later on this morning. We have a meet and eat. Center City District is stopping in with All American Barbecue. And you know who we're going to have on? Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And he'll be checking in because the Cora golf outing that we participated in the last several years is on Monday, and Rob will be in town for that, and it's at Philmont Country Club, and we'll check in with Rob. We'll talk about the about the golf outing and the event, but obviously we'll talk about things Always Sunny and his wife and all the cast members and all that stuff. So it's going to be a full day today. So let's take a break, come back in a second, and MTV Movie and TV Awards were last night.
Oh, I watched every second of the 2 hours.
We got to give you some of those highlights, and I have some other entertainment stories to run by as well. We'll be back in just a moment.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand and Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand and Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Well, yeah. All right, so stupid question this morning. It's a good one. And we have a $50 gift certificate for Baking Me Crazy in Phoenixville. How about this? What product has the longest running advertising jingle in television history?
What product has the longest jingle in advertising history? That longest, is a good question.
Longest running jingle in television history. 215-263-WMMR. This is according to my source. Let's see if you know the answer to this, all right? 215-263-WMMR. I could give you a hint as to what type of product it is. Or...
No.
Not yet.
All right, no. We'll wait. We'll hold off then. And it may we may have to drag this one out a little bit. We'll see. All right. We'll go through some birthdays today, being the 19th day of June. Mia Sara is 51 years old today. Remember
Happy
her from...
Happy birthday to me.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sloan, come along, darling.
So she was like 19 when that movie was made, and they were both like 28 and 29. So really? They were up there. There was a big age disparity, but yeah. I always thought she was gorgeous.
Yeah, right before that, she was in Legend as well.
Yes.
And I love Legend.
Stunningly beautiful. Happy birthday to her, yes?
Listen, I love that movie, but yeah, I clicked on one of those stupid clickbait things on Facebook last week, and it was like tragic endings to movies that you thought were like happy endings.
Yes.
And Ferris Bueller was one of them. And it just sort of goes into the, you know, he was kind of he ruined so many lives of people. Like, you know, you talk about Cameron, like. What
right,
he,
right. I've heard this,
yeah,
this stuff.
I, and I love that. I think that's so funny. And back to you, Preston.
Okay. It's also.
I thought you were going to engage in me. You didn't.
You thought I was?
Yeah.
Okay.
To that point, the story, the original plot of the story was actually supposed to be a little bit more down of an ending.
Yeah.
And there are rumors standing around that. So
the original cut of the movie is 4 hours long.
I mean, yeah.
There's a whole backstory with Charlie Sheen and
incorporates Dunkirk.
There was Dunkirk was there. And yeah. There were two other kids in the family. That were completely edited out of the movie?
Mm. But if you go back to any movie, you go back to Bambi, and you'll find some horrible things in that movie as well. So it's just going to happen. Brian Head Welch, guitarist for Korn, is 48 years old today. We also have Ann Wilson from Heart, lead singer of the band, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Legend.
I always thought she was one of the strongest female vocalists in the realm of rock music ever.
Who was she just performing with? Was it at the
it was Jerry Cantrell, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so.
They did Black Hole Sun, right?
They did Black Hole Sun, yeah, exactly. And tribute to Chris Cornell.
Yes, yeah.
So she's 68 years old today.
Wow.
Zoe Saldana, it's a big birthday for her today. She is 40 years old.
Love her.
So the big 4-0, and talk about genre stuff, man. Star Trek, Avatar, Guardians of the Galaxy.
That you're talking about empires,
yeah.
And she's a part of all of them. In fact, there was just a story out the other day that she's already filmed Avatar 2 and 3.
Okay. And they're making another one after that, too, right?
Another Star Trek.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's coming out.
And don't forget, her and Bradley Cooper were an item for a hot minute there.
Yeah.
So she's 40 years old today. Actor Paul Dano celebrates his birthday as well.
Had him in the studio.
Little Miss Sunshine, Taking Lives, There Will Be Blood. He's been in a lot of things, Where the Wild Things Are.
Did you see There Will Be Blood?
I did not.
It is a...
I, Everybody says the ending messes it up, but I've not seen it.
You, but you love Daniel Day-Lewis.
I do.
And
I think he could be
mesmerized by him in this movie.
I think he could be the finest male actor, in my humble opinion, as far as being able to transform into another human being. But yeah, I've heard the ending is weird. I actually read the basically the plot line of what it's about because I've never gotten around to see the movie. I'll have to watch it and see it. So he's 34 today, Paul Dano. Paula Abdul.
Oh!
Yes, singer-dancer and American Idol judge that revived her for a little while there.
She's why I'm in radio, Preston.
Is she?
Yeah.
She is.
I mistakenly thought she was in radio.
Your inspiration. Paula is celebrating her 56th birthday.
Did you see her? Have you ever seen video of her pre-nose job?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It exists.
She had a schnoz, yeah.
Yeah. She had a great body and was a great dancer, but amazing she was dancer. A condor.
Wait. Was pre-nose job pre this song?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. For her singing career.
Okay. Yeah.
But she was a Laker girl. She did all that choreography, talented dancer, and segued into, obviously, music and then made it into television. So she's 56 years old today. Another person we had in the studio one time, she was really cool, Kathleen Turner. Was here, and
she is. What I love about her, Preston, besides the fact that she's a really solid actress and who's been in some of my favorite movies, she makes fun of herself. Has no problem doing that. If you watch Dumb and Dumber 2,
yep,
see clearly
about her being a man, and yeah.
They keep calling her sir.
Yeah, she was Frida Felcher. Right?
Yeah. It's too funny.
Body Heat, Romancing the Stone, Jessica Rabbit, War of the Roses, as you said, Dumber and Dumber 2.
Man with Two Brains.
Yeah.
How hot is she in Man with Two Brains?
I love the part in, there's so many great parts in it with her in Dumb and Dumber 2 when they come back to her house and it's the return address.
Oh, my God. It's uncanny. That's the return address, stupid.
Oh, God. So she's 64 today. Felicia Rashad. Yeah, The Cosby Show. She's 70 years old today.
She was on that first Cosby series, obviously the legendary one. She was on the second one as well. Remember, yeah. There was a brief second series. And she's kind of stuck up for Cosby. She's a friend,
yeah,
you know?
She says
if it's misguided or whatever, she's a friend.
Well, she's talking about the man she knew.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I mean, so I don't know. It's a sticky situation, but she is 70 years old today. The author, Salman Rushdie, Satanic Verses, had a hit out on his life for a long time there, a fatwa.
Was it ever lifted? I don't think it was.
I thought it was.
It absolutely was, yeah.
Can anybody lift a fatwa?
I think you have to be a certified public accountant.
Okay. You have to be a fatwa lifter.
Yeah.
Okay. Ayatollah, I think, has to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. But longtime buddy of Bono, of U2, and he celebrates his 71st birthday today.
You know, he was with the super hot chef.
Greta Pinto?
No. Padme.
Oh, yeah.
Lakshmi.
Yes. Great that was his squeeze for a while.
Good call.
Yeah, good call.
Nice, man. And then the last birthday, on a personal note, my youngest son, Carter, turns 16 years old today.
The big 16. That's a pivotal age.
It's a big one.
Absolutely. That's driver's license age.
He's got to start. We're already kind of, it's funny because we're like, dude, have you been taking the pre-testing to get your permit and all that stuff? He's kind of wishy-washy on it. A lot of kids are that way nowadays. I
read an article addressing that exactly, Preston. When I was a kid, oh, my God, I can get my learner's permit now.
Yeah.
Now it's not that dramatic.
No.
You know?
I think part of it is the ability to be in touch via, you know, technology so easily. You don't have to get around and go everywhere.
It's true.
But anyhow, he is a huge Queen fan. Hence, we're playing a little bit of the music this morning. So
they're rocking some serious hair, your boys.
Yeah, they are. They have really long hair. We're having a little party at iFly today.
Oh!
Should be cool.
Shoot, I lost the invitation. What time does it start?
It's around 3 o'clock. Yeah. Okay, come on out, Case. Okay. We'll get you up in the air.
I remember we had, you're a great dad for doing stuff like that. My dad was similar. He would ask my mother what they got me for my birthday. No, he was a great dad. But we never went and did, you know, hey!
Now, mom's taking care of all this stuff. Yeah. She's awesome. So happy birthday, Carter. I love you, buddy. Happy 16th today. Cannot believe it. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to this question. So what product has the longest running advertising jingle in television history. 215-263-WMMR. I'm going to go to Jay. Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Jay. Do you know the answer?
Slinky.
No.
Oh!
Incorrect, yes. Sir. Sorry about that. Let me go next to Matt. Hey, Matt. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? I notice I buy this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
It's Astroglide.
Astroglide. Oh, you're so close. No, it's incorrect. Sorry, Matt.
KY?
No,
K-Y.
Not KY either.
Matt.
No.
Competition.
Unfortunately, it's not a petroleum jelly of any type.
Astroglide. That's it.
Let me go to Joe. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks. Joe, do you know the answer?
I'm going with baloney.
Just baloney in general?
Baloney in general.
Baloney's not a product.
You know what? Why not? You got to advertise that crap.
And it's not Oscar Mayer, which is what I'm thinking of. No.
Going with baloney. Yeah.
Paper? Just in general?
Pizza.
Pen caps.
Let me try Chris next. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. So what do you think the longest running advertising jingle in television history is? What product?
I'm going to say Green Giant.
Ho, ho, ho. That's not correct.
No. Oh! It's ready to bell and everything.
I let him on, didn't I? No, that's incorrect. Let me go to Matt next. Hey, Matt. Good morning. Good
morning, guys.
Hey, do you know the answer?
I was going to say Folgers.
No, it's not Folgers.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, everybody, rethink your answers. Try and call in. I'm going to go through some stuff real quick, and then I'll come back and see if I can get an answer. The 2018 MTV Movie and Television Awards were handed out last night. They were actually handed out Saturday, but they were broadcast yesterday.
That's why this is actually an endurable, survivable award show. It's cut down to 2 hours.
Yeah.
They cut to the chase. I watched it. It was not horrific.
Okay.
And that is a rave.
That's because it wasn't live.
Yep.
You know, they have a chance to take out the garbage.
And there's a lot of garbage.
All the stuff that drags on anyway.
Yes.
So the ceremony honors the best in entertainment offerings of the year. Tiffany Haddish was the hostess with the mostest. Black Panther and Stranger Things led the pack nominations going in with 7 each, and they both swept the show, taking home 4 and 3 awards respectively.
I'll tell you what, where this Tiffany Haddish really stepped up. I mean, her monologue was nice and everything like that. They had some really well done movie parody bits. One of them being a whole Black Panther sequence, mm-hmm. which was great.
Yeah, I watched it. It was very funny. So performances, as we had said yesterday, Mustard and Nick Jonas debuted anywhere. Did you watch Mustard?
I watched Mustard. I watched Nick Jonas. Blown away. Of all the condiments, currently my favorite.
Wow.
What did they debut? The new
anywhere. It's called Anywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a song? Okay.
I guess.
And you know, Nick Jonas was also
no, it was
in
a cleaning product.
Yeah. You get spots out of any couch. Can I take a minute to ask all of you watching a question? What do you do with wine stains on a couch? Well, there is a great new product.
Called Anywhere.
Carol, Anywhere. It can be used anytime and anywhere. And Nick, would you help me here for a second? We have Gladys on the phone from Ohio.
Yes, I'm watching the product currently on the MTV Movie Awards you got there, and I want to buy it.
That is great.
You're doing this in front of the entire, like, 20,000 people are there.
Beyonce, Bay, would you join me up on stage here? You see this. You cannot get this out. This is silly putty ground into the couch. How do you get that out? Hova, would you come up as well?
Oh, my God. Okay. So, also, Chloe X and Halle sang a medley, The Kids Are All Right, and Warrior. Best movie. Here's the winner's list. Best movie went to Black Panther. Best show went to Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Best performance in a movie went to Chadwick Boseman in Black Panther. Best performance in a show went to Millie Bobby Brown for Stranger Things. So those were the big winners, obviously. Best hero was Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa in Black Panther. Best villain, Michael B. Jordan in Black Panther as well.
Good, yes.
Yeah, I liked
it. Really good. Killmonger.
Best kiss was in the movie Love. I guess it's a movie, or I don't know if it's a TV show or not. Love, Simon. Did categories like Best Kiss, was that for both TV
they,
and
they
movie?
Blended because there was, yes, because there was... at one point, I believe I might be wrong on this, but the Stranger Things kids, that group, was against the It collection of kids, the Losers Club.
Yeah. And I'll get to that in a second. So Best Kiss went to Love, Simon, Nick Robinson, and Kiernan Lonsdale won that. I don't know who they are.
Was that two boys?
Excuse me?
Was that two boys kissing?
I believe so. Okay. Yeah, Simon and Bram. Most Frightened performance went to Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things. He plays Will. So he got Most Frightened performance.
And, man, last night he looked a lot. I don't know how much he's grown, but he looked much more mature than he did in the series.
Yeah. Then you had Best On-Screen Team, and as you said, it was Stranger Things against It. It won.
It won.
The crew from It.
Yet you had a crossover actor because the one kid is in both of them.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
You forgot about that. Yeah. Best Comedic Performance was Tiffany Haddish in Girls Trip. Scene Stealer went to Madeleine Pesch, who plays Cherry Blossom in Riverdale.
Who's, come on.
Yeah, she's smoking.
However,
smoking hot.
Smoking honey. was also up for the award, Preston, was for Stranger Things second season, the pissed off brother who's constantly getting into the balls.
Oh, my God. The guy with the bullet?
The guy you can't help hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was really good.
He was great.
Yeah.
Hated that guy. So also two more categories here. Best Fight, Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, and as she faced off against a German soldier, so she won Best Fight.
That is a hell of a sequence.
And Best Reality Series Franchise went to Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Of course.
Yes. So they won it. So the 2018 MTV Movie and TV Awards are in the books. And there you go. All right, let's see if we can get an answer. We're still looking for the answer to this question. According to my source, what is the longest running advertising jingle in television history? What product name? All right, that's what I need. 215-263-WMMR. I'm going to go to Dom. Hey, Dom, you know the answer?
Is it Hershey Kiss?
No, sir. Thank you.
Is
there a jingle for Hershey Kiss?
Hershey Kiss. Kisses is Hershey Kiss.
It's jingles, gang. Jingles that we're looking for. I'm going to go to Jay. Hi, Jay. Good morning.
I put dildos in my mouth.
Kathy!
Where is that clip?
What's up, Jay?
Not much. How about Coca-Cola?
Nope, not Coca-Cola. Yes. Coca-Cola's had several jingles. You got to think of one that has stood the test of time and still is
keeps
used.
Going.
Yes. Let me go to Bianca. Hey, Bianca, good morning.
Hi, Preston.
Hi, do you know the answer?
I think it's Mr. Softy, the ice cream.
No, not Mr. Softy.
I don't even know the Mr. Softy.
I don't either.
Softy.
Yeah, you hear that all the time. Let me go to Heather. Hi, Heather. Good morning.
Good morning, Gadzooks.
Good Gadzooks to you. And Heather, do you know what product it is?
Is it Band-Aid?
No.
You know
stuck
that.
On Band-Aid. No, it's not that.
Band-Aids. I am stuck on Band-Aid, Brandon. Band-Aid stuck on me.
No. That
this is, by the way, the answer according to Preston.
That is correct. You know who wrote that? The Band-Aid jingle?
Neil Diamond.
No. Close.
Alan Thicke.
What's that?
Alan Thicke?
No, not
Barry
Alan
Manilow?
Thicke. Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
Oh.
Damn it!
Yep, he wrote that and the also, or the
State Farm
jingle, yes.
Man, that's a stupid question within a stupid question.
It is. Fourth wall break inside a fourth
Where's
wall
Leo
break.
DiCaprio?
It's like 16 walls.
It's like we're like Doctor Strange now, Preston, running up the side of the building.
I'll go to Gary. Gary, how you doing?
All right.
All right, Gary, what's the longest running jingle in television history?
How about the Old Spice?
How does that go?
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Old Spice.
That's because it's not the right answer.
Old Spice.
All right.
Oldest of the spices.
All right. I'm going to give you guys a clue.
All right. Okay.
It's a cleaning product.
It's a cleaning product.
Right. It's not juicy fruit.
So right. Rethink everything.
It's not bologna?
Everybody who's on hold right now, you can change your answer if you want to. It's gum.
Yeah.
Well, anywhere is a cleaning product, we just learned.
Yeah.
What is?
Anywhere is a cleaning product, we just learned that.
Tekashi 69, could you come up on stage here, please? You get this pen stain in your couch, all right? You come home from a big day of rapping and hanging with your G's. How do you get that stain out?
All right, hang on. I'm going to end this. I'm going to go to Candace. Hey, Candace, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Candace, you know the answer?
Is it Mr. Clean?
Yeah, it's Mr. Clean. That's correct. Hang on a second, Candace.
That's a tough one.
I don't even know the Mr. Clean jingle off the top
of
my head.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
So very clean.
Is that how it goes?
That's how it goes. Okay, yeah, I don't know the lyrics.
Mr. Clean,
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to set her up with a $50 gift certificate for Bakin' Me Crazy, located on Main Street in Phoenixville. Stop in Monday through Friday. Mention Rock to receive free coffee and 10% off your meal. Not to be combined with gift certificates or any other offers. So congratulations to you.
Baloney.
Disney is issuing a warning to moviegoers that Incredibles 2 may cause epileptic seizures.
Uh-oh.
So you guys saw it. Is there a strobing effect in the movie at a certain point?
Very much so.
Okay.
At several points in the movie. The Disney Pixar film about a family of superheroes includes several scenes with the villain, the Screenslaver, using a weapon that involves flashing lights. After the film debuted Friday, fans took to Twitter to vent their outrage. Here's one tweet that said, to any friends who have epilepsy seizure disorders or light sensitivity, please be careful if you're seeing Incredibles 2. I unfortunately had an issue and don't want this happening to anybody else. The Epilepsy Foundation urged Disney on Saturday to issue a warning, and Disney has complied, sending notices to movie theaters to post. Fans then took to Twitter to thank Disney for the swift actions.
So. What are the various, so you can, Casey, you had mentioned going to a screening of a movie that was specially done for people with certain sensitivities. What was that?
Like
what
people,
was that screening?
People who are, you know, perhaps on the spectrum.
Okay.
And what that screening did is it kept lights on in the movie theater.
Okay.
And then they also have some, Steve, that have a little monitor that comes up, and if you need closed captioning,
really?
They have that available too.
I didn't know that. So I wonder if there's anything that they do for someone who, for people who are photosensitive. Could the lights be left up and mitigate that?
That's a good question. I'm thinking, I don't know how much that would help because, you know, there are certain video games that if you're playing, even if you have the lights on,
broad daylight,
that flashing sensation could cause you to have a seizure. So I guess best bet is to just know this and going in, and the moment it happens, you close your eyes.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really know. This is another incident here. Heather Locklear has been hospitalized for a psychiatric evaluation threatening to kill herself.
Again.
TMZ reports. Yeah.
Again.
Police sources tell the gossip site that a family member called 911 Sunday to report their concern, saying that she was acting erratically and threatening to harm herself with a gun.
Eesh.
Ventura County Fire and Sheriff's Department reported to her home, and they took her to a hospital to be evaluated. In February, Locklear was arrested for felony domestic violence against her boyfriend. She threatened to shoot police officers if they returned her home. So this is a few months ago. You remember this story. And because of that, multiple units were sent on Sunday to handle any possible threat in case she was going to be, you know, acting that way again.
Heather Locklear was the epitome of girl next door, California beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on two series for a while. You remember she was on Dynasty and TJ Hooker at the same time.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, she's still an attractive woman, obviously, but I mean, you know, she's older now and she's having some struggles and some issues. So she has a long history of that, by the way.
I didn't know that.
In January 2017, she had a rehab for the fifth time. She told Page Six at the time, I'm feeling great and I am taking steps to enrich and better my life. So hopefully she'll get on the right path. You ever wonder what happened to all those animals Michael Jackson kept at Neverland Ranch? Well, at least one elephant named Ali has been living at a Florida zoo. However, Ali recently escaped his enclosure
at the
Jacksonville Zoo on Sunday.
Run, Ali, run.
They're setting him free after a gate was accidentally left open.
What dumb son of a bitch left the gate open?
He wound up in a courtyard behind...
By Marriott?
No, not the Marriott courtyard.
I'm sorry.
He wound up in a courtyard behind the giraffe and elephant barn.
That's exactly what I would do.
And I doubt there's a Marriott behind the giraffe and elephant barn.
I mean, they're too big for those rooms, Preston.
Yes, even though they have a nice kitchenette.
They do. And a continental breakfast.
Yes.
Num, num.
The zoo said guests weren't endangered and safety protocols were quickly put into place.
No one's ever been killed by an elephant.
The animal was enticed back into its enclosure with food, so he's doing okay.
You see that picture of the guy getting slapped in the head with the elephant's trunk?
No, but
yeah. I saw. Is that the one where a picture or a video?
It's a video.
Does he go flying?
Yes.
Because I saw somebody get like headbutted by an elephant.
This was the trunk. You forget how powerful.
Mm-hmm. You forget how powerful those goddamn trunks are.
Yeah, they weigh a lot. They probably weigh as much as you do. You
Absolutely.
Know? Just the trunk alone.
I'm 110 pounds.
Ashley Iaconetti and Jared Haben are engaged.
Haben, who are they?
I'll tell you. And there's a reason why I bring them up. Haben popped the question in Mexico during the upcoming season of Bachelor in Paradise.
I love you.
Yes.
Olé.
I can't.
Mexico, right?
That's right. There you go.
I love you more than a burrito.
Iconetti and Haven first met in 2015 on BIP, which is short for Bachelor in Paradise.
BIP.
So he said during a YouTube video of the couple's love story called The Story of Us.
I call it The Story of Us.
He said, I never felt...
Wait a second. That's spelled just like U.S.
He said, I never felt like it was over between us after Paradise.
Remember when I got you so drunk and took advantage of you?
Oh, my God.
You remember?
Which is why...
You destroyed that video.
Which is why I said we're still going to be friends. He said...
You know, listen, this is the old thing that we've been saying for quite a while. Any relationship that's forged in Paradise can only suffer when you come back home to Camden.
Yeah, right. He said, and I quote, like... It just didn't feel over.
Oh, my God.
So they're going to get married. He proposed.
All right. Good for them.
Yep. Brad Pitt celebrated Father's Day by spending time with his kids in London, where his estranged wife, Angelina Jolie, is filming Maleficent 2. While he spent time with all the kids, Jolie flew to Iraq to spend time at a refugee camp ahead of World Refugee Day.
Is her dad there?
No.
John Voight?
Okay. No.
Oh, she's doing her things. Of course, it's stupid. Why would
it be there? She said, per the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, for which she's a special envoy, in my country, when we speak of the Middle East, we often focus on conflict and human suffering. And it is true that countless families in Iraq, Syria, Libya, and Yemen are suffering the conflict they personally have no part in, instability they cannot control, and extremism they reject. But on this visit, I have been reminded, as I am every time I am here, of the truly extraordinary dignity, resilience, warmth, generosity, and grace of the people of the Middle East.
You got to say she walks the walk.
She does, man. She gets out there and she sees stuff for firsthand for herself and really gets out there. John Cena has agreed to have a vasectomy reversed in order to save his relationship with Nikki Bella.
Okay, so you guys have had vasectomies.
Yeah.
Yep.
At the time you're getting them, do they explain to you the reversibility level of them and
it's
how?
Not 100%.
Not 100%.
No. Mm-hmm.
How elaborate a procedure is it?
I don't remember them explaining it to me, but I certainly knew that it existed.
So what they do is they cut the vas deferens.
Right.
Okay. And then what they do is then they, so that they don't reattach to each other, they then basically sew the ends to each other. No, to each other, okay. So that they don't. So what they would have to do is then undetach them the ends from
ends
themselves,
yeah.
And then attach it
and reconnect them
and reconnect it.
So that there's a flow of because the what happens is, from what I understand, the sperm after a certain point is just absorbed into the body and never makes it down the chute.
Right.
There we go.
Yeah, I guess so. Not really sure. I just knew it worked, or most of the time. So on Sunday's episode, Cena talked turkey, said, I physically can't have kids, so I'm also telling you that I'm willing to have surgery and then still go through with being a dad. And she responded, you're sure, though? Are you sure?
I wonder if
she said, are you going to change your mind? He said, I'm not going to change my mind.
So wait.
His urologist, whoever did the procedure, I'm sure, on John Cena, uh-huh. Probably had to use a blowtorch.
Yeah. He got a vasectomy and was single?
Yes.
It's a bold move.
Well, he is. You know what he was saying all along here.
He never
Don't
wanted...
you watch the two Bellas?
No, I know. He never wanted kids.
And, never wanted kids.
And I understand that.
And he was,
and that's
happening
better than,
dude.
It's better than having all the girls, you know, going on pills and stuff like that. It's like,
right.
No need for any of that
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He was taking care of it himself, mm-hmm. So he wouldn't have to worry about that if he didn't want to be a dad and he wanted to, to be as free as he wanted to be, he took a precaution.
Yeah,
so, this dude's got the squarest jaw I've ever seen.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely.
I'm in the consideration phase right now of getting the vasectomy.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm 42. I'm fairly certain I don't want to have any more children, and the reversal is something that you can use as an out. But
mm-hmm.
at this point in life, I don't think that I want a baby.
Is there any way that they can, instead of being so definitive about it, can they put a button or a zipper there? To,
probably not now. Probably
right.
not.
I don't know. I don't know what the state of the art is.
I'm not
right
pre-med or anything like that, but I'm assuming it's
all right.
That's a big fat no.
Hmm. Well, let us know what your decision
please.
Is, Nick.
And please let us know if we can do it on air in the studio.
Yeah, we'd appreciate
and
that.
And I don't know what the protocol is for that, because as a married man, I had to actually get, like written approval.
From a state senator, right?
From my wife. Like, she had to sign off on it at the urologist. Like,
I right in front of them.
I couldn't just go in there all willy-nilly saying, hey, snip it up, guy. They were like, if you're married.
Snip it up, bro. Do they actually remove her and have her sign it without your glare?
No, it wasn't anything.
Glare?
It wasn't anything that extensive, but like there needed to be like approval.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
because I need to get Marissa's approval.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
Yeah, as long as she signs off on it, I'm cool.
Verbal consent, okay? Should I say it right now?
Yeah.
You have to be able to prove you can use wide orbit.
Okay,
which is the system we use here in the studio.
Yes.
Thank you.
I approve.
All right. We're all witnesses.
Yeah.
Actress Amandla Stenberg is opening up about her sexuality. This gal played Rue in The Hunger Games.
Oh.
The young girl.
Yeah.
Who was befriended by, I'm having a brain fart, who is the main character?
Jennifer Katniss. Lawrence.
Yeah, I know her first. Katniss, thank you. Yeah. All right, so she's opening up about her sexuality. Said, I'm grateful for how being gay has afforded me this ability to experience and understand love and sex, and therefore life in an expansive and an infinite way. So basically, she's coming out. She told Wonderland Magazine in an interview with singer King Princess. She said, my sexuality is not a byproduct of my past experiences with men who I have loved, but rather a part of myself I was born with and loved deeply.
I said exactly the same thing.
Officially made the statement.
When you look back on that trilogy,
yeah,
satisfied?
No,
I don't think it holds up.
No, I thought
book,
it was.
Yeah, I was book, watching it last night again.
The book was fantastic. All three books were fantastic, but they once again. I mean, it's the majority of what goes on in that story is happening in Katniss's head.
Yes,
as far as her making decisions and debating things, and that's where the story lies, I think. So.
I never made it through the last two movies. I watched the first two.
I was a little disappointed.
Yeah,
I think the last two are basically the one book split, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, three books, four movies, and I lost interest in the movie series. I really enjoyed the books, too.
Yep. So what else we have here? Emilia Clarke posted a humble, heartfelt note on Instagram saying farewell to her Game of Thrones home after wrapping production. Yes. She wrote, hopped on a boat to an island to say goodbye to the land that has been my home away from home for almost a decade.
Wait, Staten Island.
They're finishing production now?
Yes.
But we still have to wait until 2019 for the series?
They're finishing filming.
Okay.
And there's a lot of production that has to be done on that show.
I know. It just seems a long-ass wait after finishing production.
Yep. So she said, it's been a trip, Game of Thrones. Thank you for the life I never dreamed I'd be able to live and the family that I'll never stop missing. So they've finished for them, and now they'll just wait and they'll do the promotional tour, and then they'll watch the show, and then they'll do conventions.
So we know, well, at least now I know, as I've just started to get into it, that she makes it all the way through. Is she the main character?
There's several main characters. I mean, she's one of the tops, but there's like four or five.
Depends on the episode.
Yeah. How long is Jon Snow away for? A full season?
How long is he away for?
Yeah, right.
I don't think it's a whole season.
No, I don't know. I'm just blown away about where we are now in the series and where we started.
Right.
As you know, and it's just, to me, it's amazing storytelling to, you know, to have that much going on and
still be compelled.
And still be compelled.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It's pretty amazing.
And when one foil is removed from the story, the next one is even worse. And
yeah.
So, like, how is that possible?
Yep. So it continues on. Hey, speaking of continuing, Kendall Jenner was spotted with rumored on again, off again love interest Ben Simmons of the Sixers.
What the hell?
They were at a health food store in L.A.
Oh, okay.
This is according to Page Six. What?
I just don't want her in my city.
Okay? Yeah, he blew up my favorite Chinese or sushi joint.
That's illegal.
Really? Yeah, you can't plant a bomb somewhere and explode things. That's against the law.
Take that! Sprouts!
What are you talking about? Blew up.
Did you call Homeland Security?
He mentioned his favorite.
Yes, the 76er is with dynamite in front of my favorite health food place.
Ah!
There's so many good places on that whole block. You ruined them all. No.
So have you ever seen, you're in town, you're around and about, you're a gadfly, as they say. Do you ever see these guys out and about? Do you go to the same clubs?
The only place I'll see the 76ers are like late night clubs.
All right. Yeah.
And they're in, you know, they're in little private areas.
They don't do dinner en blanc. Yeah.
But apparently Ben Simmons enjoys, he did an article for Men's Health or GQ or something, and they asked for his favorite local spot in the city, and it happened to be one of my favorite sushi places.
There you go. He sent them running.
I mean, I'm reading this about him. I don't see anything about a sushi joint being blown up, but...
trying to keep that under
sometimes
wraps.
Sometimes you miss...
California roll!
Sometimes you miss these things.
Still under investigation.
So Page Six reports they were both browsing around right in the front, way out in the open, according to a source.
The hell does that mean?
They said definitely not
hiding. Were they doing a square dance?
They were not hiding their relationship from anyone.
When?
Bow to your Sixers?
Yeah.
Bow to your model.
When were they doing it? Because he was in China not too long ago.
It doesn't say.
It does not say.
But how was?
Why are you grilling him?
How long ago was not too long ago that he
last
was in China?
Week.
Last week?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
if they do come into town, obviously the welcome act's always out for them to come in and explain their relationship and get graphic about their sexual activity.
Right. That's all we ask.
That's all we ask. Yeah. And we'll get you breakfast pizza.
We have that.
We have the access.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. And then finally... didn't know this. Sopranos star Vincent Pastore and Stephen Van Zandt are set to star in a dark mob comedy called Iron Terry Malone.
Huh.
It's from also Holt McCallany, who's from Mindhunter, is on the program.
The Netflix series.
Excuse me. The action follows a bar owner and regulars who team up to kill one of their own to save their favorite bar. So it's going to be a dark comedy. The film is set in Hoboken, and production begins in November.
Anybody else watch Lillehammer, which had Stephen Van Zandt? It was on Netflix. It was one of the first series on Netflix.
I saw an episode.
He was pretty much the same character played on The Sopranos, but it was really good. It was well-written, and he's good in it. He was a good actor
Is it a drama?
Yes.
Okay.
And he is basically a mafioso who ends up in Norway, and what happens to his life after he flees the country. But it was well done, and I recommend it.
What's our last really good... mob movie?
Oh, it's got to be Gotti.
Yeah. 0% on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way. Last good mob movie.
And I got to think about that one.
Black Mass? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Good call.
Casey?
Yeah, yeah. Do I win?
That might be it.
Because honestly, you know, when they're done well, they're so great. They're so compelling.
Yeah, that one was...
That's solid. If you haven't seen Black Mass.
That one got kind of passed over a little bit.
Great.
I got passed over. But it was... I watched it a few times. And Depp, that could be one of his best roles ever.
You don't... I mean, of course, you know, I do the impression and I give him crap all the time. But the guy's a great actor. In this... he's transformed.
Yeah.
You would not know it's Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
I mean, I look at him in other movies. Where did he pull this character out of?
Yeah, I love that scene where he's going, I can't say the words, but he's like, take the effing money, take the effing money.
Yeah. Oh, they're at the place, yeah.
The effing money.
Good. Yeah, it's
Don't
yours.
You ever hand me a bag in public like that again.
So
he
good.
Is so good in it, man.
And so menacing during the sequence where they're sitting at the kitchen table and the secret recipe comes up.
Oh, yeah.
And the one FBI agent reveals what's in the secret recipe.
Or the scene where the dude is he's nailing his own stepdaughter.
Yeah.
My God. Have you seen this movie, Marissa?
No.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, man, it's messed up.
What's it called?
Black Mass.
Okay.
Really good. It's about the Whitey Bulger. Story.
If you ever get a chance, watch the Whitey Bulger documentary, the actual one that they did. They talked to people who were victims of his, and they go through the whole... The movie's pretty spot on about what happened.
Yeah. And there was kind of like a... The Departed was sort of about the same story.
I don't think it's as good as Black Mass, honestly.
You know, listen, I loved The Departed when I first saw it, and in subsequent viewings, I'm like, wow. This is terrible. The editing on it is terrible. No, I'm sorry, Preston.
You forced him. You made it your goal.
Bugged me for what seemed like years to watch that movie.
That's why you got to listen to me in the beginning, right? Don't make me...
Listen to him when he believes it's good.
Yeah.
Not when he realizes it's not so good.
No, it took me a long time to, you know, just in subsequent viewings, what was that edit all about? Like, right.
This Scorsese is crap.
Yeah. Somebody didn't like it. It says Black Mass got passed over because it sucked. I would disagree.
But look at who it's from. W. Bulger.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, it's, God, it's 10 for 7.
Oh, let's get the clips. We're talking a blue streak.
Over here. In the docuseries, The Last Defense, attorneys race against clock to examine cases on death row. In this clip, we hear from Darlie Reuter, who was convicted 20 years ago for the brutal stabbing of her two children.
Ooh.
Yeah, here we go.
We had a very good lifestyle, but I never put that in front of my children. I never put that in front of their wants or their needs or my time with them.
What?
What was going on there?
I don't know, she apparently stabbed her two children. Okay. The Last Defense airs tonight, 10 p.m. on ABC. I'm not familiar. Let's do the next clip. Here we go. Love Connection, which is the way the announcer used to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Features singles searching for romance by going on three blind dates. Here, Andy Cohen explains how the show works.
No one seems to be making a love connection. Okay, that's all about to change. We're taking things back to basics. Real people matched by our team of experts who'll be telling us every detail of their first date.
I don't think I want to see it.
I did watch it. He actually does a good job. One time, Preston, he had a girl there on the couch, and she was kept flirting with him. And he goes, I don't think you want to go down that road because he's gay. He's obviously well known for being gay.
Yeah.
And finally, he basically said, I'm gay.
A new episode of Love Connection airs tonight, 9 o'clock on Fox. And there you go. That's what I have for you in the entertainment report this morning. Let's go ahead and take ourselves a break. We're going to have Rob McElhenney on the program this morning. We might be breaking stuff. I will give you details on that in a little bit if that comes together and explain exactly what that means. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Now, more with Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Mark. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your...
I saw a text that says, is it weird that I got turned on when Marissa said the word bevy?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
It's very strange, but, you know, God bless you.
I'll take what I can get.
You do you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My current loathed phrase, yes. You do you.
Yeah. By the way, we have All-American Barbecue at Dilworth Park. The Center City District is stopping in this morning for what we call a meet and eat. And they're bringing some goodies by, I guess, right, Kate?
Yes.
Bring some food this morning. Smoked barbecue wings, barbecue pork, pulled pork sandwiches, roasted broccoli slaw, kitchen cupboard cookies. And we have some guests here in the studio, so we'll be able to feed them. Yes, Marissa?
I'm going to be at Dilworth Friday night from 5:30 to 7:30 doing happy hour. So anyone who's in the city, come on over.
By the way, pork chop sandwiches. The All-American Barbecue at Dilworth Park, presented by the Center City District, is tomorrow through Sunday. Games, grilling, live music, DJs, powered by Live Nation. And you can try the mouth-watering new menu by Brulee Catering. Stop by and have some fun with the family. So thank you guys for being here this morning. So... we work in a building called One Bala Plaza, and we have several Beasley, who owns our the radio station, owns several other properties as well here, other radio stations, the Fanatic, which is down the hall, Ben FM down the hall, and then downstairs is WMGK. So they are about to consolidate our space and build some new areas. So MGK is going to come up here on our floor. We're on the fourth floor there, on the third floor, and they're going to move some stuff around, which means that they're in the process of demoing, and by that I don't mean trying stuff out. I mean destroying the offices around here. So our sales department for MMR has moved downstairs, and now they've been incorporated into the whole company sales part. So basically, we hear the people that are on the air are alone on the fourth floor, as opposed to having our promotions and our sales and programming and engineering and all this stuff. They've moved everybody to a different area while they destroy these offices and get ready to rebuild.
It's sort of like a dystopian sales pit out there. There's like it's empty, just waiting for the walls to come down.
Yeah, so there's been groups in here that have been cleaning stuff out and moving things and taking the ceiling tiles out and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they're in the process of demo, and they're going to let us go in there.
Awesome.
And destroy the walls and everything with sledgehammers. And we're throwing in swords and stuff like that, too.
And they've saved a special room for us, Preston.
Yes. We get to destroy Bill Westend's office.
Yes. How about that?
So we just got word that this is going to happen. Rodney Bird, our engineering guru, has set up live broadcast equipment down in Bill's office. So after 8 o'clock, we're going to go down there with sledgehammers and we're going to destroy Bill's office.
And you've heard of live Rage Rooms. Mm-hmm. So we can take this is the very room years ago for Bill's 50th birthday. We painted a large picture of his mother with the legs spread and Bill coming out as a sperm.
Yep.
That all this magical stuff happened to this office. We're going to destroy it. We got to take a few test swings, Preston.
Yeah.
You hit the wall, ceiling tiles fell down, and it was Barsky.
Oh, my yeah. God.
He was, he's been up there the whole time.
Wow.
Everyone was looking, but that's where he was.
So we will get to go. And have you guys ever demoed? Case, I'm sure you have, right?
Yeah.
I've never done it.
Yeah.
I did it once a long time ago.
Yeah?
I need to do it again.
Okay. Marissa?
When I was a firefighter, a lot of houses in the area, if they were getting destroyed, which happens a lot in Lower Marion, we would walk in and do teardowns. So we would get to cut walls with chainsaws.
You ever pick the wrong house by accident?
That would stick.
It's happened.
Yeah, it has happened. They've taken entire houses down.
Yep.
We would do it for Rush Week in college. So you try and get people to join your fraternity. We had a rage day, a destruction day, and we got two cars, two junkers. People got sledgehammers, saws.
I've done cars, yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
I've done that before. That's
with
fun.
The cars, you can bash out the windows, take out the mirrors, also, you know, obviously the, well, really anything you want to destroy. Yeah.
We, when we first moved into our first home, we tore walls down and, you know, put a new kitchen in. But, like, that's sort of like a controlled demo, like...
Yeah, you can't go too wild.
You can't go
swinging.
Too crazy.
Yeah,
but it is still fun.
You want to just be unleashed like a wild animal. Uh-huh. But you still have to know what you're doing when you're demoing a house. Mm-hmm. You know, because there can be, as we were talking about, Preston, as we're in Bill's office and we're looking. So I got the one, sledgehammer over here. But we're both Preston and I are in the room, and I'm like, and Preston says, we should just be one at a time in here, because if we were swinging wildly, we'd rip each other's heads off.
Yeah, most likely. We took a quick swing in Eric Simon's office.
Oh, did you?
Bashed him part of a wall there, just to see what it felt like.
We found out what the green paint and red paint on the inside and the outside means. Right?
Yes. If you see green painted on the wall, swing away. That's staying, so don't hit that.
Oh.
We were also told we couldn't smash out the office windows.
Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to that. Too.
Oh,
we thought that'd be fun. Or smash up the HVAC systems or anything like that. Now, if there's have we heard if there's an errant printer out there or anything? Can we beat and bash that up?
I don't know about that.
Oh, Office Space style?
Yeah, Office Space style.
Not really sure. Try swinging at the sprinklers in the ceiling. See what happens there.
Bill would love that.
Oh, my God. Wow. All right, so we're going to do that in the 8 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. Steve, you had sent me this article. I don't have it handy, but I did read a little bit of it. The fact that
Mount Everest.
Mount Everest. Yeah. Yes, thank you very much. And I've heard this for years, is just there's so much garbage up there that it's really becoming a big problem.
They're saying it's like a disgrace. Like it's a pit. It's just garbage all over the place. Over the years, you know, people drop like, you know, anywhere from 20 to 100 grand to climb Everest. And so you have these camps. They don't just go to the base of Everest and then climb up. They've got to acclimatize.
Yep.
So they live in a certain area for a while and the garbage just stays there.
Yeah. And you had an interesting conversation starter with that. Is, and not necessarily I went to this place and it was a garbage heap, but have you ever been somewhere that you've been looking forward to going to and you get there and you're like,
that's it. This sucks.
That's a big, what's the big deal?
I can tell you which
place
was a major letdown. The Alamo.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
The Alamo, you're walking down, you're walking past one of the, you know, like an earring shop and, you know, a churro place, and then it's right there.
Yeah. I did the same thing. I wanted to go to the Alamo. Because Pee Wee Herman went there.
That's
the only reason I went there. Had nothing to do with the history of it. I was more impressed with the river walk in San Antonio than I was with the Alamo.
Now, listen, the history and the impact is not lost on me, but you get there, and you could go right by it, no problem. You understand why. Who was it? Ozzy pissed on the wall accidentally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He didn't know it was there.
Yeah, Steve, with this base camp at Everest, people now hike just to that. Like, that's an attainable goal. So that's been a huge part of the problem. So people that are going there, knowing that they're not going to try to summit the entire mountain, will go just to get to the top of base camp.
You said Kilimanjaro was
Well, it was really disappointing.
Yeah. It was like crap, human crap.
I mean,
up
human,
and down the hill,
human feces,
the mountain.
People leave garbage. You know, it was for me. It was interesting. Was that it was mostly not Americans leaving the trash behind. It was Europeans and Australians and New Zealanders, Kiwis, and you could tell that by the wrappers that they were leaving behind.
Really?
Yeah, specific candies.
Their stupid candy bars.
Yeah, and it was just it was pretty frustrating that you're in one of those seven wonders of the world, or however you want to categorize it, and. And there's trash all along the paths on the way to the summit.
Yeah, what the I'm trying to think of things that I've been disappointed with when I well, eventually get there and go. Nah.
What about here, Preston? What? It's a classic one. I mean, God bless the Liberty Bell, but that's a little slice of boring.
I agree with you there. It's not a whole lot to. And I was really surprised when I was watching, and I hadn't lived here very long, and I was watching on the news, and they were like. And today, a ceremonial ringing of the Liberty Bell. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
We'll get the clang. You know, we'll get to hear that. They literally took like a padded mallet and just touched it to it.
Yeah.
I'm stupid. Like, really?
Yeah.
You didn't ring squat.
I mean, honestly, it's just a bell. I mean, it is. It's just. It's,
understand it's, the symbolism. Just, I got it.
Yes.
But the fact also that years ago when I first saw it, you wait on a line and you get there and it's like.
I didn't know it was hung in Independence Hall, though. I didn't know that.
No. I went to Denmark last year, and there is a very famous statue called the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time.
Really?
Yeah.
You see it in all the travel brochures.
People crowd around this thing.
Do they crap on it?
No, they don't crap on it.
That's a saving grace.
It's just a photo op. It's not like this opulent piece of, of a sculpture mastery, and you're just like, okay, it's a mermaid.
Same thing about the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
That it's small.
It is small. Now, I've been to the Louvre and I've seen that, but I was told well in advance, don't get your hopes up about the Mona Lisa. Everybody comes to see it.
Yeah.
It's smaller than you think it's going to be. And
you might have seen the Mona Lisa, which is a knockoff.
I didn't see the Mona Lisa. But right across from it is like, you know, the birth of Aphrodite, which is gorgeous and huge.
Right.
And there are other masterpieces that are there. But that one in particular, I don't even know why that's such a big deal. I've never taken the time. I know Da Vinci, obviously, but I didn't know why that was such a big deal.
There's a lot of mystery shrouded in it, and they didn't know who she was smiling at. And there was like the Da Vinci Code reignited interest in the Mona Lisa as well, too, because there were apparently hidden messages at one point. Have you guys ever been to Plymouth Rock?
Yes.
No.
That, to me, was a field trip. And, man, I wish we'd just gone to Busch Gardens or something.
Go there. Again, I got it.
It's a rock.
I'm not dismissing history. No. I'm not dismissing the importance of it. But were I part of that group, I would have passed over that and landed somewhere else.
There's like there's a fence around it, and it's a big stone.
Hey, looky, Preston, the Blarney Stone.
Yeah, a couple people texted in about that.
By the way, when you get to the Blarney Stone in Ireland, they have, which is where they've been keeping it for the past couple of years, you go up to the deal. It's at the top. You have to actually climb up.
It's in a castle,
right? Yeah. So you're up at the top, then you lean back. They actually hold you, so
you hang
can
over
kiss
this
basically
edge.
The balls of this rock, this Blarney Stone.
Yeah.
And then as you're walking away, all the people tell you that sometimes the locals will sneak in and piss on the stone.
Right, exactly. And it's not even like this solitary standalone stone; it's a part of the castle.
Yeah.
And it's something they made up, and then everybody wants to come out and do it. You get the gift of the gab.
The gift of the gab.
Yeah.
We should start something. You have to tongue the crack in the Liberty Bell. Make that a thing.
Yeah.
I was on a cruise, and we were bored going port to port, so we found in a book on the ship to go to the filming location of Predator. So we found a car, got dropped off in the middle of nowhere in a jungle, and they literally just dropped us off in a jungle.
Wait a second.
That was it.
Okay, so the where Predator's filmed is in dense jungle.
Yes.
Could you go to a part of... Could you find your way back to a certain part of dense jungle and recognize it?
No, because we were watching our watches and we were stuck. We had like an hour to get back to the
boat. They could have told you anywhere.
We were just dropped off in the middle of nowhere. We ended up getting in somebody's minivan that had no seats in it.
Oh, geez.
And just finding a ride down the mountain just to get back to the ship.
Maybe I could recognize the waterfall.
Possibly.
Where was this again?
It was some cruise terminal in Mexico.
In Mexico.
Yes.
They just put you in a random part of the jungle.
Yep.
That's what they did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen
this is where Philadelphia was shot. It's just outside of Mexico City.
I've heard people say this before, and I saw a text, and they said that Old Faithful was disappointing.
No.
I got to disagree with that.
No, I disagree as well.
And the only thing that's disappointing is how crowded those places are.
That's part of it, definitely. I would agree. But I think people expect this, you know, volcanic explosion. It's not, it goes up pretty high. I think it goes up like 90 feet, something like that. But the wonder of it is its regularity.
Would you say that it's reliable?
It's very reliable.
Faithful?
It's faithful. In fact, I'd use that exact word. No, I think Old Faithful's wonderful.
And
actually,
people get spoiled by the fact that things like the Bellagio in Las Vegas exists.
Right.
So,
right,
you know,
right,
there are these
how come the water's not different colors?
Yeah, I mean, that are very impressive, but this is a natural feature.
I've been there, so I've been there three or four times, and I've literally heard people next to me go, that was it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
You realize you're basically sitting in a large volcano. Yeah. Everywhere you go could just blow off the face of the earth.
Yeah. Let's see. What else we hear? Salem. Somebody says Salem, Massachusetts sucked. I've never been there. You guys ever been there?
Well, it's yes, and it's
smaller than you think it is.
It is. It's smaller. It's also they play a lot off the witchy stuff.
We went to Mount Vernon, and my mom was like really into it. Like, she loves all that history stuff. But you know, we're walking through the house, and thank God we were there in December, because I couldn't imagine doing that in like hotter weather.
Tell you what, though, do you start to though get immune to it? Especially because if you're there, you're probably checking out other historical sites. And by the time you end up with it, are you like, I'm through with this?
I
like it there. The grounds are really impressive. It's a big, it's right on top of the river. It's pretty. I
just
was
don't
not
like,
disappointed by Mount Vernon.
I didn't like walking through the house because, like, you're just kind of.
Would it be better if you were carried?
No, you're in a line, and it's like slow, and it's like, and when you want to leave, you can't.
I want to go.
It's kind of like when I got stuck in Longwood Gardens in the greenhouse. I was like, oh my God, I'm stuck in here forever. I can't
breathe. I can't breathe.
That's kind of how I felt.
I went when I was 18 years old, 18, 19, and my sister and I went to Europe, and I just didn't want to go, and I was underwhelmed, and in hindsight, I probably should have been blown away by it, and I should probably go back, but Versailles, I found very boring. It was like, it's just a big house. It's just a giant house. We're going room to room. There's gold all over the place.
Sure.
I think I need to go back.
I think you do. And it could also be at the point of your life that you're at.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Right. And you can't quite. Yeah, well,
I wasn't impressed with
that.
So they've
got a lot of storage.
Yeah, I've been there, and I find it impressive. You know what I've heard is not, like, the building itself is actually really cool, the Taj Mahal, but the area,
trampoline.
No. The area surrounding the Taj Mahal is apparently incredibly depressing, poor, and
probably
not worth visiting.
You know what?
I've heard the Taj Mahal is actually, when you walk around it, has been chipped at, and tourists take chip pieces off it.
God,
that it looks kind of horrific.
Well, I had no idea until recently, within the last year or so, that the pyramids are really, really, really close to, like, the city.
They're right there.
They're right there, and there's a golf course right there. You and I were looking at it.
There's
oh,
an
that's
eye fly.
Disappointing.
Yeah, like you look at a satellite.
I'd like to play golf there. I would.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I would love to play golf there, but I wouldn't want to be at the pyramids and turn around
and see
a golf course.
Yeah.
Right.
But one of the cornerstones of history.
Yeah.
Well.
And you're teeing off.
The Acropolis. I did in 5 minutes and was bored out of my mind because it's a bunch of ruins. And
when are they going to fix this goddamn thing?
Yeah. I think it's better to go there when it is really busy because you kind of have to push your way to the signs to read them. But we went at the end of the day and just kind of went around.
The Acropolis, went there. The place was a mess.
Acropolis.
Couldn't believe it.
The Acropolis.
Dear God, have they no pride.
I think what happens is actually when you go to these places and see them, you always perceive them as being much bigger than they are. You know, like my wife said, going to the Roman Colosseum, for example. Same thing. Like you expect it to be sprawling. It's big, but it's not that big.
For its time, it was gigantic.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me go to Desiree. Hey, Desiree, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so I went on a family vacation when I was like 13. We did like this whole circle in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And we stopped at Mount Rushmore. And when we were walking up, I just thought it was so small from what I was picturing in my head. I don't know if I was just young.
No, a lot of people say that. With it, you expect it again. Maybe since you've seen it ever since you were a kid, you expect to be devastated by the size of it. It's not. Listen, it's on the side of a mountain. It's impressive.
I've been there.
Yeah, but it's it's a lot of people think it's going to be much bigger. You know, so I hear that. Mm. Maybe if they'd included the full bodies, that would have been something.
Well, they started working on it. If you see it, they did most of Washington's torso, and then they planned on doing that with the others, but they stopped for one reason or another. I don't know.
What penis is 500 feet below ground.
Dear Lord.
Yeah.
Thanks, Desiree. I actually wanted, when I went out there, I wanted to go. They just started working on the crazy horse.
They're still working on
it. Yeah. Well, it's been going on for decades.
When's the projected completion of crazy horse?
It's a family doing it. They're doing most of it by hand. I mean, it's this massive project that's going to take decades.
Go ahead.
I think Mount Rushmore will fit on the forehead
of Crazy Horse.
That's how big it's going to be.
My brother and dad went a few years ago. They did Mount Rushmore. They did the Badlands. And then they were driving back and they did Crazy Horse as well. And yeah, you want to be impressed? Go to Crazy Horse.
You know, it's pretty impressive. They've just started it, but Balky Mountain.
Meepos?
Yeah.
It's
going to be incredible.
I'm going to go to Rob. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Hey, brother. I went to Chichen Itza, the Mexican pyramids, which is along the lines of like Everest. You're walking around.
No.
With the Mexican pyramids.
It's not like Everest.
No. He's talking about the garbage. Is what he's
exactly.
Going to
exactly.
It's an incredibly high mount. It's about the same size. Yeah. No, it's filthy, right?
Oh God! There's garbage everywhere. I mean, there's papers, there's bottles, there's trash. You're walking around. You're like, this is the Mexican pyramid. This was like awesome to see. And all I'm looking at is the trash that's everywhere.
Do you know it's become? You talk about that. You know it's become. Thanks, I believe, man. It's in Venezuela, but the garbage cities.
Mm-hmm.
You know where people are actually living in almost like in The Walking Dead, Preston.
Yeah, I had stories in the Bizarre File that you remember some people were killed by a collapsing
garbage mountain.
Garbs, you know,
but those have become in a bizarre way tourist attractions.
You guys ever seen? I got a text here, the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah,
in person,
it's disappointing.
I remember
fix
that
thing,
yeah.
Right, Marissa?
Yes,
it's leaning
exactly.
Over. That's a hazard.
Well, it's good for photos.
Because
you get to do, like, you're leaning
holding
on
it, up.
It
yeah,
and
yeah.
Kicking it, or holding it up with your back.
Mm-hmm. Aren't there a series of Washington Monument penis? You know, somebody laying down, and it looks like they're... Yeah.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that one was kind of disappointed, Nick. Disappointing. Let me see. What else we have? There's a lot of ones. Okay, so people, I've seen a couple of texts about Niagara Falls.
No.
But they're mainly commenting on the city in New York.
Yes.
It's
lame. It's right out of the, it's like early 60s. They've never refurbed it. It you go on the Canadian side, it's much prettier. It's much nicer.
Gorgeous.
But the falls themselves and the areas around and the cave you take where you are actually behind the falls.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
It is impressive.
You can go behind the falls?
Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Let me go to Shane. Hi, Shane. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Shane?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful. So you were disappointed with what?
Oh, with the inside of the Statue of Liberty. I wouldn't say disappointed, but I was just surprised how small it was inside the head. Like, for some reason...
A lot of people say it's very steamy inside the uterus.
Oh, yeah, I think so. No, there's only like 7 or 8 people can fit up there, right?
No, and you think it's like a huge... If you watch Ghostbusters 2, which it turns out to be an accurate historical document, when they're up there, that's basically the size. Just the Ghostbusters are...
And the X-Men movie, the first one.
The X-Men, exactly.
They end up there, too, and it's only a few of them can fit.
Another historical document.
Yeah, exactly.
that people often forget context and time periods in which these things were built, you know? And like, so that...
Consider that.
Right. And consider where these things originated from and how old they are before you completely judge.
We just assume that even people who came before us knew how disappointed we
would
be.
Well, there's a scene in
Titanic. We better make this bigger.
There's a scene in Titanic where Billy Zane's like, you can be blasé about many things, Rose, but not Titanic. And she gets out of the car, and she's looking at this giant, you know, ship. And but if we saw Titanic today compared to a cruise ship, it'd be nothing compared to, like, something from Carnival. Yep.
And that's why I'm nervous. Paris is on the top of my bucket list next to Cuba, and I'm scared to go, and I want to have champagne at the top of the Eiffel Tower, and I think it's not going to be as beautiful and romantic as
I don't think you're going to be disappointed.
No,
my wife has gone a number of times. Yeah. Well, you guys have been.
Yeah,
so everyone says it's what you want it to be, except they speak French. It's annoying.
That was the only issue I had with it. It wasn't completely difficult, but it was a bit of a pain in the ass trying to get around the language barrier a little bit. But it's a beautiful city. You'll love it. You won't be disappointed by it.
Can you get from England to Paris?
Not at all.
Channel.
Yeah, you can.
Take the channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or the vajamic.
But Steve, this is a little disappointing. Somebody texted him, Winchester Mystery House. Meh.
Really?
I still want to see it.
I was there.
You were?
Yeah, yeah. Passed by. I didn't get to go in because the tours were closed. But the...
what is that one again? I forget.
That's the Winchester wife who actually felt that all of the victims of the Winchester rifle would come back to haunt her.
Yeah, we talked about that, right?
The house was constantly on... And I think, believe it or not, is still... constantly under construction as per her dying wishes.
Yeah.
The belief was that these hallways that ended would foil the ghosts.
Yep. You guys would hate traveling with me because I don't look ahead of time at the things I want to go to. Obviously, if I'm going to Paris, I know I'm going to the Eiffel Tower, but when I went to Lisbon and Spain last year, a few years ago, we just like stumbled upon Sintra, which is this beautiful old castle. But we had no idea. We had no expectations. We just kind of like asked the concierge where we should go.
I would travel with you because you're basically a carry-on.
Yeah.
Just put her in the overhead.
Yeah, freeze.
No, I like to know what I'm going to do. I like to have plans.
Well, wouldn't you hate to leave a place and I'm totally fine with tour guides and tour groups. If you're going to see it and someone can give you some information that's going to make it much more enjoyable.
Yep.
I think there are some places you can go off and do it on your own, but, it does help to have someone who knows what the hell you're seeing.
Well, I just talked to a lot of people, and then you kind of cross-reference, and whatever they recommend, that's where you
go. Yeah, this is where Predator was shot.
Well, you did something.
Exactly. In Spain?
That was a really long time ago. I learned. Yeah.
No, you did something, Marissa.
Welcome to Athens. This is where Revenge of the Nerds is.
You went to Greece with a Greek person, and I thought that was so smart because she took you to places that weren't touristy, and she knew the country, she knew the islands that you were going to visit that were not going to be overly crowded, and I thought I was so impressed by that.
If you are traveling this summer, I have a great tip for you because we did this when we were in Denmark. I just searched around and I started looking for personal tour guides. There's a company called Tour by Locals, and it's people who live in the area. And besides their regular 9-to-5 or whatever their job is, they give tours of the city in their spare time and they get paid for it. And some of them have certain areas of expertise, whether it be history.
That's a perfect thing.
Or religious history or whatever it may be. And you can sign up for a group tour, a solo tour, riding bikes, walking, whatever it may be. And we took like a 5-hour walking tour of Denmark, Denmark. And I'm sorry.
Spain.
No, it was in Denmark.
Mount Everest.
Damn it. Copenhagen.
Salty old queen of the sea.
No, anyway, of Copenhagen. And it was money well spent. We got great inside stories of stuff that we never would have gotten just from the regular brochures.
Is this worldwide?
It's worldwide. There, you can find tours here in Philadelphia. It's
interesting.
toursbylocals.com. Trust me on this.
Are they vetted, the people? Are they, I assume
they have to go through the service. They're rated, so you can go on and you can see how many positive
ratings. Very stupid.
They've gotten. Well, they might get negative ratings, but people who've enjoyed the tour and what it was all about and stuff like that. So I recommend
that's a good idea.
You do that. And
yeah,
it'll that way you can plan ahead. You're going to get a good bit of info, and they'll tell you where to eat and so on and so forth.
This is really where Predator was shot.
Really,
you were misled.
Note the waterfall.
Casey? Yeah, that's it. All right.
Yep. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back in a moment. Got some bizarre file stories. And then we are going to, with sledgehammers in hand, destroy Bill Weston's office live on the air. It's actually happening.
Yes, it will.
We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
This summer. Surprise! The MM Army is is hitting house parties throughout the Delaware Valley, delivering our summer house party pack. Got a backyard barbecue, pool party, summer shindig? No matter what the party, we're going to help you get it started right. With food from Philly's own Dietz and Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, a case of Bud Light Lime or Bud Light Orange, and backyard party games courtesy of Jeff D'Ambrosio Auto Group. Hit up the contest page at WMMR.com to register your party to win MMR's Summer House Party Pack from 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks your summer.
Thank you very much, Marissa. Case, you got something you want to mention here?
Yes. Yeah, I want to invite people out to Chopper's Hatchet House. I'm going to an open house. So this is an axe-throwing place. It's
there
in Cherry Hill. It's on Berlin Road in Cherry Hill. So if you want to do some axe throwing, there's an open house on Thursday from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So it's a free axe throwing event. All you have to do is just sign up for the axe throwing event. If you go to WMMR.com, click on events, you'll see it there. There's a link where you can sign up and come out and join me and chuck some axes in Cherry Hill for free. This is all going on Thursday between 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m.
And they have their own axes, I'm
they have
sure.
their own, yes. Yeah. It's not B-Y-O-A.
Yeah. By the way, we wish we had an axe or two here to destroy Bill's office.
No.
Or what they call a maul, which is an axe blade on one side and a sledge on the other side.
Love that.
Those are fun. We should get some of those toys.
What? Has anyone said we can't start a fire?
I think that goes without saying.
Oh, okay.
I was just about to say, maybe the guys at Belmont Hills Firehouse or
are they nearby?
Yeah, Ballykinwood. They're listening. Okay. Maybe they just want to swing by, say hi, make sure we're being safe.
Bring the jaws of life.
Yeah,
why not? We'll try that out.
I love it.
We do have samurai swords that we get to play around.
I think that's what early demo teams would use when they were tearing down those paper houses.
Yeah, that could be fun. All right, so
for just such an occasion.
But I think we have a baseball bat. I don't know. We're going to try a few different things, but we'll get to that in a little while. We should do the Bizarre File, so let's go ahead. We already did traffic. Let's do the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
That is brought to you by Scruples Gentlemen's Club. Looking to party with the hottest girls in Bucks County? Then come party with the ladies of Scruples Gentlemen's Club. Enjoy happy hour specials and visit gotscruples.com for more information. Police say a man admitted to torching a sport utility vehicle one night last month because, in his words, it was way too loud. Jonathan Bingham faces a charge of fourth-degree arson, which carries a penalty of up to 5 years in prison. The fire, which destroyed a 1998 Ford Explorer, occurred May 29th. No one was hurt, and firefighters extinguished the blaze.
I thought there's a gray area that allows you to burn down vehicles that are too loud.
A man was awakened by a noise outside his house around 2:30 a.m. He went outside, saw a man pouring something on the Explorer and lighting it. He confronted the man, who ran away. The witness then found a bicycle leaning in the bushes on his property that did not belong to him. So the Explorer was fully engulfed when a police officer arrived. Police used a tracking dog to search for a suspect, but Bingham soon called the police station's front desk to report that his bicycle had been stolen.
Oh, what an idiot.
Officers found him near a car wash. Bingham was dressed like the arsonist, described by the witness, wearing red basketball shorts and no shirt. He initially told police that he didn't know who had stolen this bike, and he was very angry and was trying to find the thief.
So I'm burning this vehicle, and somebody took my bicycle.
Under further questioning, however, Bingham said that he had set the fire. He said the Explorer travels through his neighborhood and is, quote, extremely noisy.
Mm.
He found out where it was parked and said, I wasn't going to do nothing at first. And then I got into this whole thing that popped off, and then I kind of set it on fire.
I'm trying to study for the bar exam.
Is that right? But listen, it gets worse. He's asked why he set the fire. Bingham said it was way too loud. It was waking me up. Now, questioned by a detective later, Bingham said that he had been drunk earlier in the day and riding his bicycle with a man that he knows as Mad Mike.
Mad Mike.
Who had complained about the Explorer and said he would pay someone to set it on fire. Bingham said, I was intoxicated with that idea in my head, adding that he bought $2 worth of gasoline and set the Explorer on fire.
Me, Mad Mike, and the bike.
Police investigated the Mad Mike angle, and they could not substantiate it. They don't know anyone named Mad Mike.
The plot thickens.
And it continues. Authorities say a 48-year-old Florida man raised a can of beer and chugged it
after a sheriff's deputy stopped him on suspicion of drunk driving.
You can't charge him if there's no evidence.
So he went for it, yep.
Florida man, Florida man.
Daryl Royal Rydell told the sheriff's investigators that he was scared when he fled in his pickup truck as Deputy Anthony Lopez stepped out of his patrol car. Rydell drove for a short distance before stopping. Now, he has three prior DUI convictions, and a fourth is pending. Now, the report says Rydell got out of his truck, beer can in his hand, and chugged it right in front of the police officer.
Wow. Now try and arrest me.
Rydell faces numerous charges, including felony DUI, fleeing from a deputy, driving with a suspended license, and failure to submit a blood test.
I'm not really clear on the law.
Authorities are on the lookout for a man they say has gone into multiple stores, stripped himself naked, and exposed himself to patrons. Mm. Police Chief Andrew Walters sent out an advisory asking city residents to be on the lookout for an unidentified man that they have nicknamed Wee Willie Dangles.
Wee Willie Dangles.
Walter
Wouldn't it be wild if they got the name right?
Walter described the suspect as a white male in his 50s with salt and pepper hair, wearing eyeglasses. A man in his late 50s was reported entering a store, matching the description and wearing a thick beard. He's alleged to have entered Club Monaco Thursday afternoon, stripped off his clothing, and run out of the store. Walter said that a heavyset man is alleged to have entered a Kirkland store Wednesday afternoon, removed his shirt and shorts, and proceeded to walk laps around the store
Are these particular types of stores or just random?
They're kind of random. So after a couple of passes around the scented candles and glassware, Wee Willie stopped near the front door, put his shorts and shirt back on, and then he left. So he dresses again and then leaves.
Thank you.
Police were called, but he had disappeared. He did this time leave his image on store video. Authorities are not yet releasing the image, but are working to identify the man with witnesses who were present. Now, the man is alleged to have walked into two other stores, including the Kirtlands and Cilantro's Mexican Restaurant, inside a shopping center. Both incidents took place Wednesday morning. He simply walks into stores and strips off his clothes and then gets dressed and walks back out.
I love how he takes laps in one of the stores.
Yeah, police are working with two other agencies. All right, how about this, man? A guy, he's a radio personality. I'm not sure where this is. His name is Jeff Styles. Was shot in a road rage incident on Friday afternoon. Now, he was arrested for attacking another driver with a hatchet.
So the radio guy attacked someone with a hatchet
and got shot for it.
It's possible it's part of a contest?
Police said he told them that he went into red mode after he and another vehicle stopped at the same red light.
Well, here's what happened. I went into red mode and I pulled up alongside the car. He took out my hatchet and started swinging away at our winner, who's getting two tickets to Dorney Park.
He also said that he blacked out after getting a tomahawk out of his vehicle and starting toward the other car.
Police, you're a DJ. Do you travel with a tomahawk in your car?
Not necessarily. Right. Police said that they were dispatched on a person shot. Police found Mr. Styles suffering from a gunshot wound to his right arm. He said the person who shot him left.
Hmm.
Nick Bullington called police. Police were sent to the area where he had been detained by a park ranger who overheard the radio traffic. Mr. Styles said that he and Mr. Bullington had gotten into a road rage incident. He said while stopped, he noticed Mr. Bullington behind him again. He said that it was then that he went into red mode. He said he grabbed his tomahawk from a bag, exited his vehicle, walking back to the driver's side of the Bullington vehicle. He said once he reached the door, he blacked out, only coming out of it after he was shot. Now, Mr. Bullington, while he was traveling, another person was driving aggressively. He said he slowed down to create some distance from the vehicle, but they came back together at the light. And he said while he stopped behind Styles' vehicle, he saw him come out waving waving a tomahawk inside the car first.
Okay.
He said the man then exited his vehicle, approached his driver's side door with the tomahawk in his hand. He said once at the door, the man swung it and broke through the window.
So we assume he's in red mode at this point.
Well, this is the point where he blacked out in red mode.
He actively started aggressively
attacking.
All right.
So he said that he was in fear for his life, so he grabbed his gun and he shot the dude. You know what I mean?
Gun beats tomahawk.
Yeah, so he said he then left and found a safe place to call police. Police said a witness confirmed.
Any Indian could tell you that.
Police said a witness confirmed the Bullington account, so the investigation continues. But the guy who shot the dude called the police and said,
what kind of shit does he do?
I don't know what city. I don't know what radio station. I don't know.
America's Top 20.
Maybe that's it. All right, and there you go. That's what we have in the bizarre file for you at this point in time. So we are going to be heading down the hall for this next segment.
Yes.
Probably going to have to start in here and then walk down there. I don't know how
that's
going to work out.
I think so. Listen, this all came together last minute because you can't time out this this demo thing, as they say, Preston.
Yeah, so they're doing demolition work in our offices, and Bill Weston's office is next to be destroyed, and we get to do it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all those little one-on-one sessions that we had in there.
Aww. Oh, if those walls could talk.
Oh, yeah. So we get to take sledgehammers to the walls. We're going to go. Listen. If you've never done it, I'm sure you've wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, just destroy stuff.
We'll do it for you.
Yeah, we'll do it for you. We'll let you live the experience. So we're going to do that in a moment. But in the meantime, I would like to give away some movie passes. We have a screening tonight of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, UA King of Prussia. And you'll need to be there no later than 7 o'clock because it starts at 7:30. So we'll take five callers at 215-263-WMMR. We'll give you the movie passes. Don't forget, the movie is in theaters on June 22nd. So good luck while you're calling in. Take a break and come back in just a moment. Stay with us.
What are you doing here?
The one thing we know how to do. MMR rocks.
So, Case, I'm sorry. I thought you were running things from down there, Holmes.
Yeah, no. I'm running them. I thought you were taking... Yeah, it's just a miscommunication. Listen, sorry.
This is all last minute here because, you know, this is the way the construction and demo business works. Preston, you and I have been in this industry for years.
Years.
And the one thing we can tell you is that you never know what each day is going to be like.
Yeah.
So we ended up and we found out that this was a go at like 10:30, 11 o'clock last night. So we really weren't prepared, but we could not let this chance pass us by.
No. So if you're just tuning in here at Mombala Plaza, the studios of WMMR, as well as our sister stations, they're doing some remodeling, and they're going to move some of the stations. We're kind of consolidating our areas, moving from downstairs to upstairs. So they're doing complete remodeling, which means demo has been going on, demolition of the various offices. And when we got wind that they were going to be destroying Bill Weston's office, we said
we had to.
You got to let us take a swing or two,
because we've had our fun with this office over the years. We've done a few practical jokes and things, and we need to be the ones to send it off into the great beyond. By the way, I have to ask you: am I wearing my headphones wrong? Or am I wearing them right?
Oh, can you hear?
I can hear.
Then you're good.
All right.
Yeah.
So Steve has safer.
Mine are on top of my. We're wearing hard hats. I managed to position mine on top of the hard hat. Steve has his on underneath his hard hat.
I look like an
imbecile. Which is about a foot off the top of your head right now.
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
It's all right. I'm sure I look wonderful too.
Yeah.
By the way, we got to thank PD Construction Group, who is the company that's been here destroying the place. It's a family business, and all the guys are here, and they're really cool and friendly, and they've allowed us to come in and do some demo work. So they've also got some extra tools that we can use,
yes,
Steve.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of sledgehammers. We got some small sledge, you know, with it that you just hold in one hand as well.
You could be like double fisting.
Rodney, what's that thing behind you called? Behind you, leaning up. No, not in front of you, behind you, leaning up against the wall. No, not that. Okay, you
sucker.
Were standing over here when I said behind you.
Oh, that sucker.
What is this thing? They use that to scrape the floors and walls. Well, we're going to use it to smash the ever-loving crap out of Bill's office. And it looks, do we want to mention you guys here or no? Or is that okay? All right.
Yeah.
We have, you guys are from the Station 28 Union Fire Company?
Yep.
And you brought with you some toys for us?
Yes, we did.
What do we have?
Nice.
Oh, they brought what you wanted, Preston.
They brought axes.
Yeah.
Sweet. And whatever this is, some multi-purpose tool.
That is for, that's actually for treating gingivitis.
No, is that just for ripping stuff apart?
Yeah, ripping stuff apart, breaking doors, whatever you guys want.
And breaking hearts.
Well, thanks for being here, man. What's your name?
John Trainer.
All right, thank you, John. Thanks so much, man.
All right, we have another gentleman. What's it?
What is that? Hold on. And your name?
Paul Daly.
Paul Daly. What is that?
This is a Jaws of Life.
What is it?
He brought the Jaws of Life!
I thought you got that out of Kathy's bedroom drawer there. Look at it.
It's battery operated?
Yep. Is it? Oh, my God.
And that thing, I don't even know what pounds of pressure. I don't know what you measure those things.
Spreads and cuts.
What is it?
Spreads and cuts.
Spreads and cuts. Oh, boy.
We're going to find something to do with that.
We were talking about vasectomies earlier, and that's basically what you had happen.
All right, should we get to work?
I think so. You want to take the first? You want to go solo pressed in the beginning?
Jump in. Yeah. So let me measure out this room. 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's about 15 feet deep, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and about 20 feet wide. So it's about 15 by 20. It's a decent size room. Bill's got a good office here, man.
He does. Nice view.
Beautiful view of the parking lot. But it's going bye-bye now.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What should I use first, Steve?
Start with the standard.
Sledgehammer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me try this. And just get the mic nice and close
to... Here we go.
Whatever we're going to hit. Should I just go through the wall?
I think the wall.
All right. I'm going now. Whose office was next door? That was Bill Burns' office, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going into Burns' office.
All right.
I'm going to clear back here. All right, ready?
Yeah, yeah. I'll stand right in front of you. Ready?
Hey, Bill, I got a sales lead for you. I'm coming through.
Oh yes.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Is that
like cable? What is that? Is all this cable shut off? Okay. All the electricity is off, Preston. Yeah! Look at that! I want in. So someone hand me a sledgehammer.
Give the man a sledgehammer.
Give me that microphone, Steve. It's very cathartic. Bust through that wall. He's going through. We can see completely into the other office. There are cables and all kinds of things busting through there. Oh, I love it. Steve, in a moment, you got to do the Hulk, and you got to bust through the whole door. You got to do it.
Do you want a football helmet?
Casey. What's that, Casey?
Do you want a football helmet to put on him?
Oh, my God. That would be perfect. The whole wall is almost completely destroyed. See, you know why you don't want to try to do it? Because there's metal struts that are in there, and you probably don't want to run into one of those. That's what people break their knuckles on when they try to punch through the wall. He just went into Burns' office through
there
the wall.
There you go.
That. What's that, Steve?
It's when you have a really urgent sales lead.
Yeah.
You bust in through Burns' office through the wall.
That feels so
good. I want to try an axe, if you don't mind. And I would like to recreate a moment from The Shining. This is a what?
A TNT tool.
TNT tool. Nice, Steve. Steve busted out half of the wall just by walking through.
I made a door press.
Yes, you did.
It's on a hinge and everything.
All right, hold this. Steve, thank microphone.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm like a kid in a demo site.
Can I come from out here into the office?
In here? Through this? All right, so Preston's lighting up. I'm sorry, I'm in the way of the camera here.
I want the camera to pick this up. This is my tribute to Stanley Kubrick.
Yes, and Bridges of Madison County.
No, The Shining.
Oh, The Shining, of course.
Yes, so I'm going to do this right now.
Here we go. All right, so I get the mailbox. Make sure I get the mailbox.
Very exciting. All right, I'm going to stand back here. My helmet's on the ground, but that's okay.
Yeah. Wendy, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in.
This is great.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah. That is awesome. All right, Jaws of Life.
Oh my God, look at this.
Oh my God.
Bill's mailbox.
There we go. Give it to him as a keepsake.
I have the video.
By the way, did we ask Bill if he wanted that?
No.
Okay, all right.
Hey, Bill, do you want this? Marissa, do you want to take a swing? Yeah. Let's see. All right.
Did you hear her? All right.
Marissa wants to use the jaws of life.
Marissa is, believe it or not, was a firefighter. She was also an arsonist. So it worked out well. Am I a danger here for not having... Oh, I don't know. Can't fit my helmet on my head. Wow. All
right. I just threw the axe and it's stuck in the wall.
So what can you use? Give us something. What would be a good use for that?
Tell me to cut this
stuff. Okay. Right here.
All right.
So we got a metal stud in the wall. Marissa's going to use this to cut through it.
You get a little winded doing that, don't you?
Totally. You kidding me? It's a total body workout, Steve. Marissa, you're not gripping it. Marissa just realized she doesn't know what to do. So we have our firefighters that are helping out. They're going to open it up. Okay. You got to get it around that thing and then crunch it. If you're just tuning in, we're destroying Bill Weston's office. This thing is absolutely smushing a metal strut in the wall, and that'll cut right through it, I'll bet. So Marissa's doing a job of squishing it.
Impressive.
Killing the integrity of the walls in here.
You're doing it all by yourself, Marissa.
I'm a good firefighter, really good firefighter.
Without any assistance.
All right, I'm over this. Paul, can you do
that? All right, take that, too. Marissa, go get a sledgehammer or something like that. Something you can actually...
That, Preston.
Beat to death. It cut it in half.
Right, half.
Cut the metal strut in half. All right, watch out. Marissa's got an axe.
All right, everyone clear
the road. Let's get out of the way. All right.
All
Case, do you want to come down here and do any of this?
I do. I do. Yes. I'll take my turn, though.
Right. Yeah, well, you definitely got to do it. All right, Marissa, whenever you're ready, fire away.
Clear the wall.
Oh, nice. She almost
fell on her
fell
ass.
Backwards. There's another swing at it. She's trying to go out of Bill's office into the sales department.
Yes.
Feels good, doesn't it?
So good.
Go get it.
Yeah.
Kill it, Marissa. Yeah. Kill it. A lot of rage here, man.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's
she
like,
packs
it's like,
a punch.
It's like watching an angry dwarf.
She's doing a great job. All right. Oh, God.
All right. So, Marissa, try holding it a little bit lower. Do you see?
Taking a full swing.
To take a full swing. Okay. Like, really wind
what,
up.
Like sidearm it?
Well, I mean, just she's holding it high. Control it. And
He means slide your right arm up closer to the head of the
there
sledgehammer.
Oh, yeah.
And when you swing it, bring your hands together.
Yes.
And that'll give you more momentum. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Right. No. Yeah. Not your bottom hand doesn't come up. The top hand slides down.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Watch.
She is adorable.
Steve will do it. You do this and you slide your hands together like that.
Okay. Oh.
You were a firefighter?
Yeah.
You like the outfits.
That's why she's still a firefighter. Oh, you're not.
I was really good at filling up air packs.
Oh, okay. Well, the world needs ditch diggers too. All right. Whoa. And she's getting very close to me. Nice. That's okay. Go ahead.
You know what she reminds me of?
Bring your hands together. No, start at the top.
I got it.
And then when you come down, swing
she's like a
bring them together.
She's a Fraggle.
You're still not. There you go. You got to do it before you land. You're getting there. You're getting there.
I'm hitting green.
Yeah.
Green's good, right?
There you go.
She's Dozer.
All right.
I got to get in on this, too.
All right. All right. Step aside, Marissa. You'll lose your.
Hey, can you please go through there like the Kool-Aid man?
All right, can we jump, Preston, jump through? Why is this so cathartic? By the way, the gentleman that we met here running the company, they seem to be the happiest, most at peace guys in the world because they get to do this all the time.
Yeah, I would agree.
Do we have any machinery or stuff that we can break? Is there a printer or?
Can we break that door? We can break this door.
The glass?
There's a printer, Steve.
Can I do like an Office Space kick to it? I can do that.
No. Take a sledgehammer. Kick ain't gonna be
scored. One of these.
All right.
Yes.
All right. A little underwhelming. Yes, please. What do we have here?
Here, you want this?
Yes.
Take it.
All right, hold on a second. I don't want to get out of the way. All right, here goes Steve. Printer, die. Go. Wait. Oh, it. Headphone. Caught. Boom. Nice. This is our rage room moment. Thank you. All right. I'm going to try this glass door. You ready? Oh.
Tempered.
Tempered glass, so it doesn't quite shatter all the way.
What about the smaller hammer?
Yeah.
Throw it?
Oh, yes.
All right.
All right. Here. Want to do it, Preston?
I don't care.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. You.
All right. Hold on a second.
Your name is first on the show. You deserve it.
Ready?
Like an axe.
Wow. Is it... It's very durable.
Tempered glass, yeah. Let me try again. I'll throw it a little harder this time.
Look at that stuff. That's excellent.
It actually stuck in the glass.
You know, they make it that way, Preston, because so many people dislike a lot of times a radio show.
Yes.
And they'll show up and
they
throw
want to
a
break
hammer
in.
At the door. Yeah.
Exactly. So, not bad.
I love it. Honestly, I thought we'd get more of an explosion, but that's pretty impressive.
I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Oh,
there we go.
It comes.
Anything else to smash? We got to get Casey down here. Is anyone can?
Yeah. You know what? I'll run back and handle the board if you want Casey to come and. Marissa brought a plate. Chuck it.
All right.
Pull.
Watch out.
Pull.
This is great.
I'll walk down the hall.
All right. Well, listen.
I'll let Casey come down here.
Nick, did you do any? Nick, do a few swipes.
I'm going to do this wall.
All right. We got to get him down here.
Yeah. Case?
Yeah.
You want to come down here?
Sure.
All right.
I'll just wait for somebody to relieve me. Let me. I also have to put my closed-toe shoe on.
Steve, take over.
All right.
Sorry.
What did you do?
I just broke the glass.
What glass from what?
Up here. I'm supposed to hit it this way.
Wow. Nick, we've been doing it for a while now, and you were the first to screw up. All right. Awesome. Can you actually take that whole piece down? Did you cut yourself? See,
Preston. Is there blood?
No, Preston left, and the thing is going up to pieces here. No pun intended. All right, so Rodney, stepping in here, taking the glass out. All right. You know, these things that you see in an office, the thing over the door, all this stuff, you don't realize that it takes a lot to tear it apart, Marissa.
It does, Steve.
You know, because you often have dreams when you're at work, a 9-to-5 job that you don't like. Man, would I love to take a sledgehammer to this place. You don't realize it's actually probably more work than the work you're complaining about doing.
Yeah, you can't yell at your boss and knock through a wall at the same time.
No.
Movies are not real.
Yeah, but in radio, you can do it.
Hey, guys, I'm back. Right. I'm back down to the studio.
All right, Preston.
So I'm giving Casey his...
Nick, you good?
I got a little blood.
Nick incurred an injury, Preston.
Yeah, oh, did he? I got a little blood from cutting the glass. That was the actual only glass involved thus far. We came through the external windows.
I think I got a little glass in my foot, too.
Nick was so excited. He goes, I'm going to do this. And the first thing he did, he got cut.
Yeah.
So, Nick, perhaps you should go with something safer, like one of the samurai swords we have in there.
All right.
Or, you know, just take a regular sledgehammer and swing it at the wall.
I think I'm going to do the wall in between Bill's office and the conference room.
Guys, I don't think a baseball bat's a proper...
Probably not, right?
You want to give it a shot, though?
Use it!
Use it! Preston says use it.
Absolutely.
Use the bat. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to try this in between the Bill's office and the conference room, and with all the glass that I've now knocked onto the floor.
Thank you for clearing that out there, Rodney. All right. Now, everyone stand back. This is a dream come true for a major league batter wannabe. What is this now? All right. All right.
What's happening?
Right. He is swinging. Can you hear it?
Yeah, I hear it, but I don't know what he's doing.
All right, he's swinging the baseball bat. I'm trying to get out of the angle of the swing. All right, so he is now, Nick is switching to his left batting stance. He's batting lefty. Here we go. All right, swinging hard. He's actually swinging for the fences.
And what's he hitting?
He is hitting a wall. He's also hitting a metallic reinforcement within it.
Okay.
He's just over... The electrical plug, which we've been told is disconnected.
It looks like the bat, I'm watching the video, the bat doesn't have much impact. I think you need to go back to the old sledge.
Yeah, take a regular sledgehammer. Nick is going to go get a regular sledgehammer. Casey's just shown up.
And I tell you what, we've also been given permission to beat up those heating units, too. So,
are you kidding me?
No, Rodney said we could trash those right there.
All right.
Ask him. Double check right, on Rodney, that. But I would take a sledgehammer. I'd take the jaws of life and rip that thing apart.
Rodney, can we tear apart the heating units here? Grab a hawk. Do we have a hawk or perhaps an eagle?
All right. There it is.
Casey,
I heard it.
You do it. Go ahead, Casey. Go ahead. Casey doesn't want to destroy the heating unit. We're having a bit of a... Yay! Oh, my God, you monster! He just tore it apart with one hand, Preston.
We missed you, Casey.
Wow.
Casey.
That's the aggression we've been waiting for.
Casey's right. Been waiting to do that for a while.
All right, Casey, what else? What do you broke the headphones? All right, what are you looking to do? What do you want to destroy the most? Is it a piece of office equipment or is it the wall? I got to tell you, it's wonderful to actually go through the wall. Do you want to go? Can you go through that wall into the conference room? Don't use the bat. Don't use the bat.
Yeah.
Use the full-blown sledgehammer.
Sledge or an axe.
Go through the wall.
Have it bust through and go through that wall. It's
no,
I love this, Steve.
Stop the bat. Use the sledge. Now, I know you're Negan. He thinks he's... You need to go through the wall. It's like being born again, Preston. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Right,
so it's swinging
not,
away.
It's not unlike being baptized.
Oh, exactly.
I love
Casey.
It. I'm seeing the video right now. Is this streaming, by the way?
All right, swing higher. Make a doorway for yourself, man.
Hey, Steve, is the video showing online right now?
We believe it is. Is the video showing online now?
Yes.
All right. Go through, Casey. You're being born. You're going down the birth canal.
Casey's about to bust through the wall out of Bill's office.
Kick it.
Into our conference room.
Jump through, Case, can you? But just make sure there's no metal behind that. All right. Yeah! Hey, asbestos for everyone! Hey, it's cotton candy that tastes like asbestos. All right, come on, tear open the wall. Go right through that wall, Case. Marissa's on the other side. She's waiting for you. She is the egg to your sperm. Jump through.
Come get me, baby.
Come get me, baby. All right. Can you do?
Yeah.
Is it reinforced? You think you can do it? Casey's going to actually make a run for the
table on the other side. I remember.
I don't think that's a good idea, but do it anyway.
Fortunately, he has slippers on.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
All right, he's running at the wall like a sort of indecisive bull. He's actually starting to go through the wall now. He's using slow.
Help! Help!
Yeah. Help! There we go. Case, one more run and you're through. Do it.
Oh, help me, please.
You're like, he's being so safe about running through a wall.
I know,
here.
I know.
Do
you
it.
Get worried. Do it. Casey, Preston saying, do it.
Oh, my God.
I don't have
God.
Any more life left.
Come on, dude. Do it.
Come on.
I'm waiting.
Come
watching
on, he's
the video.
Waiting
he's
for
ripping
you.
Down little bitty pieces of the of this wall. There's a whole.
Be the man Preston's always wanted you to be.
Big enough for him to bust through. Come on, Case.
Come on. Says he's wearing slippers, which most construction workers would wear.
Came down on, like, a nail.
If he came down on a nail, he would hurt his tootsie.
Okay. Well, he's not going to do it.
All right. Well, anyway, there you go. That's a nice. How'd that feel?
It felt great.
It's a total body workout, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. I want a baseball bat.
You want to sit down for a while?
You want to sit down? Preston's asking if you want to sit down. All right. He's going to try the baseball bat one more time.
All right. And then after that, you guys can come on back down here.
All right.
All right.
All right. You know, Case, swing for the thermostat. Whoa. Blew that sucker right apart there. You know what? You really realize how shoddily these buildings are put together. All right. He's breaking the girders down. He's like Hank Aaron, Preston.
What a champion.
What a champion. A champion among men, though he is afraid of getting a nail in a slipper.
He's calling his shot.
He's pointing. He's pointing towards the bleachers. Here we go. Whoa.
Is it out of here?
It is not out of here. It's starting to get out of here.
All right. I'm going to have you guys come on back down to the studio now.
I'm going to take one more swing, and then we're going to head down, Preston.
Are you going to take one more swing?
No, not on there. I'm going to do it off air.
All right. Go right ahead.
My mark.
All right. As those guys are making their way down, if you're just tuning in, you know what's going on. Or maybe you don't know what's going on. I'm all alone in the studio now, awaiting the arrival as they finish up. So we have at One Battle Plaza where our studios are. The demolition process that's going on because they're doing some rehabbing, some moving of some offices and so on. So they've been busting up the ceilings and the walls the past, I don't know, last week or so. And so we asked if we could get in and help out. And we just so picked the day where Bill Weston's office was next on the chopping block. And they let us bust down the walls and go through. It's actually pretty damn cool busting through a wall and then walking through it or actually shouldering through it, doing a little hip check. And we did a number on Bill's office. We knocked down three of the walls, busted open a door, a glass door. And I got to thank our friends from which fire department, Marissa, because I was a little out of it when I was doing that. That helped out.
That's right. It was Kenwood Department down the road on Montgomery Avenue.
They brought the Jaws of Life and they brought some axes and all kinds of stuff. So some extra toys for us to play with and rip through that. I didn't know there was going to be all those wires in the wall. So that got me a little freaked out. But apparently the power was off. So nobody got electrocuted in the process. I did get a little piece of glass in my foot somehow or another because I'm wearing these, you know, like loafers.
Any blood?
No blood. I'm good.
So
I'm
Nick
good.
Was the only one that cut himself.
I think so. Where did he cut himself?
On his hand. When he was getting that top window, like above the door.
Yeah. Did you mean to hit that, Nick?
I did. I did not mean to hit it into the area where everybody was standing, nor did I mean to hit it into my hand.
You didn't mean to send all that shrapnel towards people that were standing around?
No. Not a lot of forethought into that swing. look, Casey's bleeding, too, on his elbow.
Yeah, you are, Case. Yeah,
you're a man.
Like a real man.
Yeah, you're a real man. A real man in slippers.
That was fun. That was fun. I would imagine that gets old after a while, though.
I think after the sixth or seventh minute,
yeah,
it becomes old quickly. But
it becomes work
to swing the sledgehammer. And I'm double shirting it right now, so I'm sweating like a pig. But it's it was wild. It did feel good though. To go through a wall is actually very cathartic.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Do it again.
Let's go downstairs and do Bill's office now.
Everyone's trying to catch their breath.
I know. It's a lot of work. I mean, you're swinging like a 10-pound sledgehammer.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So how bit, that's some work.
How is it breaking the plates? Like, I feel like breaking stuff on the wall, like sort paintings of, and stuff, would be a little more fun than going through the walls.
I think the wall is the money shot.
Yeah?
I agree. I broke a plate. I broke a glass door, but I think the wall was a lot more fun.
I've seen a grown man pleasure a camel.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So you've been places.
I've seen things.
Yeah.
But going through that wall, that was cathartic.
Yeah.
See, I actually, and I know it didn't do as much damage
as the sledgehammer, but I like the baseball bat.
Really?
Because you can swing it harder, right? Yeah. Probably. I mean, you, it's lighter, and you can really put your, your whole body into it. Really?
Yeah, you could feel it, and you knew how to control the swing a little bit better. You know, with the sledgehammer, you're a little wilder, so you can aim with a baseball bat.
And you can send showers of glass all over people.
You sure can.
Somebody says you guys are going to be itching like hell once that insulation settles in on your skin.
Ooh. Really? I'm lucky. Looking forward to that.
I don't know. We got to go busting through the... we did go busting through the wall, so maybe we got scraped up a little bit there.
We're office busters.
That's right.
I'm sweating.
I know. You know. Thank you to...
sorry, go ahead.
PD Construction Group for letting us do that. Which was
family
cool.
owned and operated.
Yep. And that was more for us than anything else.
Marissa was adorable, though. Did you, it really, and honestly, it looked like Fraggle Rock. Casey, did you see
it? Oh, I saw it. I saw it. It was great because she was like, I want the Jaws of Life, so she immediately goes for, like, the best one.
I want the Jaws of
the
Life.
The one you really should have reserved for Preston and Steve, but she's like, I want to do that one, and then she didn't know how to use it.
It was pretty boring. Casey,
the best part, you didn't see it, though, so she grabs a sledgehammer, and she's holding both hands at the bottom of the handle, which you have no...
Yeah.
You know, what you want to do is you want to start with your hands split, one hand at the top, and as you come over, you bring your hands together, and that gives more momentum, to the whole thing. So she tells her how to do it. She comes over and I go, you got to slide your hands together.
Yeah.
She slides the bottom one up.
Well, I appreciate the lesson, gentlemen.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, she hit the wall and went bouncing backwards. That was pretty great.
So that was the best part, I think. All right.
Oh, you missed her in the meeting yesterday. Fall out of her chair.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You,
oh, man.
You left.
Yes. Oh, it's great.
It's a banner week for Marissa.
Casey,
and it's only Tuesday.
Yes!
Wonderful. All right, listen, I want to go ahead and take a break because our buddy Rob McElhenney is going to be calling us in just a moment or two. But I would like to give some more movie passes away that we have for the Jurassic Park screening tonight at UA King of Prussia. It's at 7:30. You need to be there no later than 7. So we'll take five callers at 215-263-WMMR, and we shall put you on our list. The movie opens on the 22nd. So good luck to you. Come back in a second. Get Rob on the line. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand and Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand and Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, thank you very much, Marissa. The last time we saw this gentleman, we were high above the parkway on a balcony watching the Philadelphia Eagles as they triumphantly came through the city of Philadelphia hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. And the next time we see him is going to be on Monday because the 10th annual Cora Golf Outing is taking place. And this is at Philmont Country Club. Please welcome our good friend, Mr. Rob McElhenney.
Yeah.
Morning, sir.
Morning. How are you?
We're awesome, man. How you doing?
I'm still celebrating the Super Bowl win in Philly, but I think on Father's Day, we had about 30 people over the house, and I do what I always do when we have people over, and I just put the game on in the background.
That's what Casey does.
Yeah, you and Casey are kindred spirits. Yeah.
I have watched that game in many different forms over the last 6 months, and most recently I watched the breakdown of the Philly special. It's like a 6-minute thing. It just popped up on my Facebook, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, this is what I'm doing for the next 6 minutes.
Yeah, that's fair. We had Jason Kelsey's going to be on the show this year, and Bo Allen, and so I got to sit with them for a couple of days, and they talked me through their perspective of the game. And they have a different perspective than we all do, interestingly enough, because they were on the field.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, Casey and I have talked about this a few times, Rob, where you forget, you know. And then I was driving home in the Schuylkill yesterday and saw a bumper sticker that just said Super Bowl 52 champs. And it reminded me that, yes, in fact, this had happened, that the Eagles made it to the playoffs, that they didn't lose any games in the playoffs, that they won the last game of the season. And it's a nice, healthy reminder from time to time.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's okay to live in the past. It's not sad.
Well, no, it is not. It is not the past until the next Super Bowl. That's this is what it is. And you have to savor it. I mean, if not now, when? And it was well earned. So that's, I mean, that's all. I think it's absolutely fine. In fact, they just got their rings just a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. It's still fresh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
There you go.
Hey, we want to welcome you to the world of Instagram. You just joined not that long ago.
I did.
Yeah. Yes. What finally pushed you to get that social media account?
I was talking with a group of my friends, and I was talking about how I just didn't have an Instagram account, and I thought, it's just another thing I got to devote time to, and I just don't know. And then someone told me how much money that they actually made.
Endorsing things and stuff like that?
Some honesty, finally.
But I don't mean, like, hardcore endorsements. I mean, literally, like, she said, no. I said, yeah, but that's, like, a whole thing. And she said, no. I took a picture, and the product was behind me. Uh-huh. It was, like, literally behind me in the photo. And I said, oh, great. And she said, it took me 3 minutes, and this is how much I made. I was like,
That's great.
I want to quit everything and join Instagram.
There you go.
Do you have a fear? I mean, obviously your work schedule is voluminous, but do you have a fear that sometimes, because people do experience it, they become surgically attached to their phones and to the Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff? Are you that kind of guy, or do you think you can keep it in perspective?
No, I think I can keep them in perspective. Honestly, I'm joking about the money thing. Sure, that's an aspect of it, but really it's about, it was just fascinating with how many people you can reach. I mean, look, I'm not saying anything new about social media, but I feel like I'm 1,000 years old, like coming through this revelation in 2018, but you know, how many people you can reach so quickly.
Yeah.
And she had like 5 or 6 million people that follow her, and you know, and just to be able to reach that many people that quickly, you know, it's just a really powerful tool.
Yes.
Yeah, your stories and Caitlin's stories, you guys are behind the scenes because you're filming right now, and it just seems like between takes or like in the trailers, you're just picking up your phones and filming, and they are freaking hilarious. I get excited when I open up my phone and there's a new story from you guys.
Oh, good. All right, good. Well, I'll let her know. She's very proud of her stories, and I'm proud of her.
Well, if I may ask quickly, by the way, you know, we were all huge fans of the Mick, and obviously it got canceled, which was infuriating. It ended on a cliffhanger. Is there? Can you speak comfort to me? Will there be any shot at the Mick coming back into production, or is it absolutely over?
I think it's absolutely over.
Oh.
But if you saw what Fox did, they canceled all of their comedies. I mean, Last Man on Earth, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Mick. I think they're just trying to figure out what that channel is. It certainly isn't successful right now. I don't know. And then there's this weird, you know, situation with Disney making a bid for the company, and now Comcast, and that's all above my pay grade. And we just sit back and watch the suits fight it out.
Right? Yeah, it's probably better.
Hey, Marissa was just mentioning like all the behind the scenes stuff that we're seeing on Instagram, and I wanted to ask you as because you guys are creators of the show, and I've heard time and time again that, you know, Hollywood and making shows is a lot of hurry up and wait, but you got to be way more involved than just, you know, sitting in your trailers waiting for, you know, the scene to be set up, right?
Yeah, that's right. But still, you know, there's some time in between. And again, that's the beauty of it too. It's like, you know, it takes a long time to make an episode of Sunny, not relative to other television series, but you know, still in terms of like writing, producing, and editing, it can take, you know, 5 months to do an episode over that amount of time. And then all of a sudden you can put out and you know, we have like 3-4 million people that watch us a week. And then you can put out an Instagram post, and you look down and you realize that, 5 million people just saw this stupid little story that I made in 35 seconds. and the power of that is, I mean, I suppose it's intoxicating insofar as, you know, you're able to get that reach that we're all looking for. At the end of the day, like what we're making with Sunny is just an ability to voice, you know, to put our voice out there and to make people laugh and make people feel good throughout the day. So what's the difference, right? So what's the difference if you can do it in 30 seconds or you can do it in 30 minutes or over the course of 5 months? It's still storytelling. It's still fun.
So I know you guys are filming in L.A. now. What is the deal with any possible filming back in our area?
Yeah, so we can't come back this year, but we're going to be coming back, definitely coming back next year.
All right.
Let's talk a little bit about your transformation, your physical transformation, Rob. We saw the video that Chase Utley posted that you are his Man Crush Monday. And, dude, how often are you working out? Because you have whipped it in shape.
Well, I've my character Mac has a little bit of body dysmorphia.
Yes,
just a bit.
Yes.
And we thought it would be funny if this year. Well, first of all, I don't know if you guys have turned on a television or gone to a movie in the last like 3 years, but apparently all men are like ridiculously jacked. Anytime I see a guy that has to take his shirt off in a scene, and I'm not talking about Thor.
Yeah.
And that kind of makes sense. If you're playing Superman or Thor in a movie, then you're supposed to look like a god.
Yep.
Okay, but like, what happens if you're just like a regular dude and all of a sudden you pop your shirt off and you're looking like that, like chiseled, like you're from Troy? And I don't know when that happened. Like, it used to be that, you know, there was like the Schwarzeneggers and the Stallones and the Rocks of the world. And then there was like everybody else.
Yeah, then you had Kevin James.
When
no in between.
When Mall Cop is ripped, it starts to become an issue. And you're exactly right. It's, you want to talk about body dysmorphia. That's absolutely contributing to it, because everyone is in, and Instagram, everyone has filters to improve all their flaws. Yeah.
So everybody's leading these like very carefully curated lives, and these men are spending, I mean, months and months and months to make their bodies look a certain way. And then people are going to theaters and forget the other men watching it. You have other women watching it and going, wait a second, that's what you can look like?
Exactly.
You go, hey man, what's the problem? Why aren't you looking like Ryan Gosling?
So,
and you go, oh, well, there's a cocktail of genetics and diet and working out that is like almost impossible to keep up over the long period. Like, and so I've been talking to a lot of people recently. So I got in like pretty good shape, and I thought it'd be really funny if this season I'm in really good shape, but the characters just never let me take my shirt off. So I'm really ripped, and then constantly begging people to let me take my shirt off, and no one will let me, and they're just not impressed. And well, I think it's all desperate and sad.
Dude. It's a good point, because, you know, I exercised, you know, all my life, and the thing that you think that is held up when you see guys on a competition level, when they're on stage and posing, they are, and they'll tell you, they are the unhealthiest. They have no water in their system. They're deprived of all food. They're eating like 9 almonds a day, and they're actually they get winded posing. Yeah. So it runs contrary to what you're taught, but that's the image.
Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, and it's also, to me, it's really, really funny. And
yes.
And so I've been talking a lot around, you know, with people, and they're like, oh man, I want to get in the shape. How do you do it? I'm like, guys, it's super easy. It's really clear. All you need to do, okay. All right, quit your job. Start there.
Yeah.
Or get a job in which you have to do it. Then get a trainer, personal trainer. I got the one from Magic Mike. If you have his number, I'll get you his number.
Right, right.
He'll come over to your house 5 or 6 days a week. You will run 3 miles. You will then do a circuit training. Those 6 days right after the 3 mile run, you will stop eating carbs almost completely. You will have to sleep 10 hours a night and really not think about anything else. Now, are you committed to doing that?
Yeah.
Oh no, you have a life. Okay. Sorry. Forget it.
I love that
sage advice.
There's that scene in Central Intelligence with The Rock where he goes, oh, how did you get, oh, it's real simple. I just worked out for 6 hours a day.
every day
for the last
20 years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I just thought, man, that especially if a character and an actor does that, for basically 6 months that it took to do it, and then is never able to show it off.
Yeah. It's great. It's great.
Dude, I love your sensibility. That is just, it's all.
That's commitment.
It's all the craft.
Yeah, it's really funny, and I can't wait to see. I hate you for it. I mean, being able to pull it off, but it's impressive. What was more fun, which was more torturous, Fat Rob or really Fit Rob?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I stopped drinking. Well, so I stopped drinking.
Oh. Well, there you go.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
And what you find is when you stop drinking, lots of good things happen.
Like what?
It's the secret.
Lots of terrible things, like you have a lot less fun.
That's my fear.
You look and feel better.
Listen, I have some other questions that we'll get to in just a moment, but let's touch on the golf outing. It's on Monday. We've partnered with you over the past few years to do this. It's a lot of fun. It's a great event. You will be in town. Are you the only person from the show coming in for this particular one, Rob?
Yes, we're actually shooting all of next week, so I'm flying in just for Monday, and then I got to get back out Monday night.
Okay. But this is for Cora. It's the Kids Golf Classic, and it's a Philmont Country Club, and it's on Monday, and there's a lunch, and then obviously the golf outing, and then there's a cocktail hour, and Rob won't be having any drinks, but we will be.
Oh, yes, he will.
Oh, yes, he will. Filming is over, right?
This is literally our last week.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let it rip.
This is my time, man.
Yeah. but it's a good hang, because in the past, different members of the show have been there, and like last year, Charlie was playing the piano, and everybody has a great time, and you can
the auction items, by the way, are fantastic this year, yeah.
ChorusServices.com, or .org, I'm sorry. Are you guys including any Always Sunny incentives for this year's auctions, you know, offhand, Rob?
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, we're going to have some walk-on stuff, especially since we'll most likely be shooting in Philly next year. But this past year, we had some people that flew out from Philly that were able to participate in the show. And Charlie and I played around a couple of rounds of golf with some people. That was really, really fun. And, you know, we're looking to do that again. There's also, I think, tickets to a couple of different shows out here. I think the Ellen DeGeneres show and, Rachel Ray and all sorts of fun stuff out here.
And we have in our studio Helene, who is from Cora. And what's the latest as far as signups go for the golf outing, Helene?
We are lucky. We're really, really close to capacity. But if there is somebody that still wants to come, they could go to the website, try to register, or email caring@coraservices.org. We still have a few spots that we could fit people in.
And then what about who are Casey and I playing with? Do you know what the story is with that?
So our golf committee is amazing, and they really owned our 10th anniversary of this event. So they covered that highest sponsorship level. So either some really great guys from our golf outing are going to join you and Casey, which could be very cool. Or
edgy loners.
that too. Or if, you know, someone hears this and really wants to get in on it, they can get in touch with us too, and maybe we could work something out.
Oh, that's cool.
They're looking for some high bidders to come and play with me and Casey.
Yeah.
Watch Casey swing that club.
Maybe Rob will take his shirt off.
And Rob, maybe debuting his body? I don't know.
Casey takes his shirt off.
Maybe we both do. Maybe we have a showdown.
A pose down.
Yeah, a pose down.
I brought you
I'm
some
sure
golf outing
Philmont
shirts.
I'm sure the Philmont Country Club would really love me playing in jean shorts.
Jorts and no shirt.
Yeah.
We pay them.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Hey, I got to touch on this, Rob, because this was so cool. We reported on the story before you did the follow-up to it, but a girl from Pennsylvania took a cardboard cutout of Danny, of DeVito, to her prom. It was Frank, I think, and she was actually taken to prom.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you got word of that. And then what happened with you handling that?
Yeah, so then we just went to the art department and had her image in her prom dress blown up and made into a cardboard cutout. And then Danny just took her into Patty's and gave her the tour of Patty's and took a bunch of pictures and basically just hung out with her for the day.
That's awesome, man.
That's very cool. So, by the way, we're looking at a list of things that are attributed to you and that you're working on. A while ago, you were working on the Minecraft movie. Is that moving along or is that still?
No.
Okay.
That's just not happening anymore. You know, all these like giant, massive corporate mergers. You know, AT&T came in and made a bid for Warner Brothers, and all of a sudden, like, those things start to happen and everything else slows down, and then they say, okay, why don't you wait another 3 months, then wait another 6 months, then wait another 8 months, and you're like, well, I have a television show that I have to do.
Yeah,
so
It was either
wait around or go back to Sunny, so I chose going back to Sunny.
So you see it in the big thing, but you don't realize there's a ripple effect when these mergers take place and a lot of projects are just summarily dumped.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let me ask you about this, then. So we went... I think it was 2 years ago that Casey and I played and Charlie was in our group.
Yes.
It was just the three of us, wasn't it?
There
was one other guy maybe. Anyhow, so we were playing our round of golf and I was talking to Charlie and I go, hey, what about, Pacific Rim? I'm like, is there going to be a follow-up to that movie? And he said, nah, I don't know anything about that. I have no idea. And sure enough, boom, Pacific Rim 2 comes out and he's in it. Was he BSing me?
It's kind of in the same way with Minecraft. When you're dealing with those, like, big... First of all, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the only movies that get made right now are Pixar animated movies and superhero movies.
Yeah, it's the truth, yeah.
So every once in a while, they'll be like, okay, we're going to put together some big disaster movie or big action movie like Pacific Rim. And he will literally get a call like 3 months before. And they're like, can you be in China in 3 months?
Wow.
And he's like, I guess. Okay. Okay. And then it may or may not fall apart at any moment.
Yeah,
that's wild. That's,
we've heard stories of things just absolutely, they're ready to go to production, and then they just
Kevin
crumble.
Smith.
Kevin Smith doing Mallrats 2.
That all fell apart. We had the producer of the Goldbergs. Do you remember Preston?
Yeah.
He's in here. He's telling us a couple of years ago, he was actually going to the first day of the shooting of a show that they had signed on, and they were going to start producing. Everything was in place, and he's driving, and he sees one of the main pieces of the set on the back of a truck going the other way.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, I think I know Adam pretty well, Adam Goldberg, and he went to Penn Charter, actually.
Yes.
And he was working on the Revenge of the Nerds movie reboot like 10 years ago, and I remember the same exact thing happened. I mean, it was the day before production. So much time and effort and energy goes into something before it gets to the day before production. And then the studio's like, well, no, I don't think so.
Wow. So with
the end. Go home.
Yeah.
With a perspective like that, Rob, when you look at something like Sonny, which has staying power, which you guys can control at this point and bring back presumably for as long as you want and for as long as it's fun for you guys, does it change your perspective on what a show like that is? Like its very existence at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and we don't take it for granted. And so there's a reason why we've continued to do it for 13 years, but it's because these opportunities don't come around, very often. And as long as, these are the things that we're always talking about. As long as we're having fun, number one. Number two, as long as we still feel like the show is fresh and that we're able to deliver different new things each time and that the audience still wants to watch it, then why would we ever stop?
Yeah.
And we got into this profession to do this very thing.
Yeah.
So if we can check all of those boxes, then why would we ever
stop? It's the holiest of holy grails that you have that. And it's like people say, you think Pat Sajak's going to retire. Why would Pat Sajak retire? Why would Alex Trebek retire? Yeah. It's going full steam. People love what they do. And in this case, it's one of those rare positions where you're the show, we've said it before, is performing a near miraculous thing of getting funnier and funnier and more unhinged as it moves along. Why leave it? So that makes sense. It's so funny, though, how a lot of people, they get involved with something and they feel weighted down by it and they sort of turn on it. And that's something you guys have never done.
Yeah, it happens. It happens really, really often. And I don't quite understand it, but there's an old joke in Hollywood. If you want to make an act, you want to make an actor unhappy, give him a job. Kind of the way it goes.
I don't know.
Like a restlessness or something, or people, I don't know, there's a complacency or they get upset about, their particular, they feel like they're typecast or something, and then they want to go off and do other things. And so often it doesn't work out because to make something work and to hit that, like to get that lightning in a bottle, just doesn't happen very often.
And you hit the nail on the head when you talked about it still being fun. Our show is in our 20th year and we still have fun at what we do. And that's why we're, we feel blessed we can come in and continue to do this. And speaking of having fun, man, just yesterday, my friend's daughter was telling me about her boyfriend, and I had met him before, but he was just surfing around and he came across an episode of Sonny. It happened to be the one that Steve and I were in with the Flyers and Mac's big break and everything. And he was just blown away by that. Didn't know that. And it made me stop. And this was just yesterday.
Yeah.
Made me stop and remember how much fun that was all together. And you guys get to do that all the time. So once again, a thank you. We had such a good time from doing it here in Philadelphia to flying out to L.A. and seeing that side of it as well. It was just a blast, man. It was so cool.
Yeah. I mean, look, we all work hard and we wake up every day. And, I woke up today to do this and then I'm on my way to work at 6:30. And so you work hard, but at the end of the day, we're not curing cancer. We're not building rockets to the moon. We're making people laugh. And so if we're not having fun and we're not enjoying it, then other people won't either. And beyond that, I just love the idea of being able to get up every day and be excited about going to work. And I'm still doing that 13 years into it. And I think I'll still do it 20 years into it if people will keep watching it. And so, that's a testament to the fans. And not, you know, this is now a different generation of people. I still have, you know, young people, 19, 20, 21 years old, who are watching the show. And they were 7 years old.
Yeah, I know. It blows your mind when you we'll be at events and we'll have people like a young mother will come up with the baby in the stroller, and she was listening to us when she was a kid. The mother, it's like Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
It puts it in perspective. Yeah. It's a wonderful situation to be in.
And I will say that time flies when you're having fun, and it's true because your seasons are over before I even know it. And so like, I guess the last season you guys did was 10 episodes. Is that what we're getting this season?
Yes, 10 episodes.
And that's a lot of episodes, but, you know, it'll be like, you know, episode 9. I'm like, oh, man, there's only one more.
It's a model that works, though.
It really does. I love it.
Yeah, it's a model that works, and we don't get burned out. And that's another thing, like a lot of these shows, they'll... You know, you're like, we'll have, at the end of this, we'll be the longest running sitcom of all time.
Oh yes! My God. Why not? Why not?
And that'll be next year. So, but if you look at the amount of episodes that have been produced, you know, like Drew Carey had like twice the amount of episodes. But to me, the difference is that, you know, obviously you're cramming that all into 1 year. You're doing 25 episodes at a clip. I don't care who you are. There's no way you can keep up that level of quality over 25 episodes. It's just, no matter how talented you are, it's impossible.
Look at the legendary sitcoms, you know, of years ago, like the Andy Griffith Show and stuff like that, and, you know, whatever. You'd be looking at 35 episodes for a season. Yeah. I mean, a crazy amount. And you're right. There's just no way you can continue with that. So better to have the best in a concentrated 10 and not burn out.
Yep, it's a good
That's
point.
That's what I think, yeah.
Nice. All right, well, listen, Rob, we'll see you on Monday. Reminding people you can still get on board with the 10th annual Cora for Kids Golf Classic. Real quick, for those who may not know, just to reiterate, if you don't mind, before we get done, Rob, what does Cora do? Because you and your family have been supporters for such a long time, and you used to work with them specifically.
Not only did I work there, but my father worked there for over 40 years, and was something that it was just an organization that I grew up with, such a massive part of my life, and they just support. Really, it's about building a support network for children and families. And some of their services are, you know, counseling, education, psychology, early intervention, speech therapy, occupational therapy, after school summer camp programming, truancy, preschool education, drug and alcohol abuse prevention, intervention.
It's everything. Yeah, there was a gentleman last year, a young man who had a profound stuttering problem and got up and delivered a comedic monologue and rocked the place.
It was awesome.
It was great. So that was all directly attributed to the efforts of Cora. So, the proof is there.
Yeah, I mean, look, and as we're raising kids out here, you know, and it's great, and you know, we have a 7 and a 6 year old, and you know, as they grow older, what we realize is like at a certain point, there's only so much we can do, and we have to like put them out into the community, and we're lucky enough that we have a support system out here because of relationships and things like that, but not everybody has that, and that's what Cora can step in, is like to help people who don't necessarily have that support system and get them some of the services that they need.
All right. CoraServices.org, and you can inquire about the golf outing, or if you just want to make a donation, you can certainly do that too. But this is a chance to come and play golf, meet up with Rob, say hi, cocktail hour. He's all in on that. And of course, great auction items and stuff. It's going to be awesome. Rob,
I'm going to be drinking. Not only am I in on it, I'm going to be drinking beer. I haven't had a beer in like 8 months.
Nice. Wow.
I want to see you empty 7 cans of Ready Whip right into your open mouth.
I'm going to empty 17 cans of Iron Hill.
Nice. Yeah, that's right. Iron Hill is usually there.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome, brother. All right, Rob, we'll see you on Monday. Thanks for coming on,
okay,
as always,
thanks,
man.
Guys, thanks.
Appreciate it. Yep, Rob McElhenney.
Yeah.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, of course, and Helene from Cora Services. And you guys all set? You got all the volunteers and everybody getting ready for this?
We're ready. We'll always take more, but we're ready and really excited.
Nice. And yeah, he had mentioned Iron Hill. Any other supporters on board that you want to give a plug to?
We are very lucky. The unions usually really give us a lot of support. So the steam fitters and the plumbers union are huge supporters of ours.
Yeah, those guys, they come out in groups, man. Everybody knows each other, and they're hanging out, and so they're placing side bets on the round and everything. everything.
They're beating on things. They're also really
great. We're in the demolition union, so we just got in this morning, so we'll be there.
And then Univest Bank and NFP are also big supporters of Cora.
Cool. Okay, cool. And were there any auction items that we didn't get a chance to mention that you wanted to bring up?
I don't remember if Rob mentioned that, you know, we had people that went out there to golf with Rob and Charlie, which is awesome, or that can get on a future set visit. He said the Rachel Ray tickets. We have foursomes at some golf clubs, DuPont, the Union League, which is a beautiful place.
And sometimes, because we run the auction, they'll start upping the offer.
Yeah.
While they're like, Rob's
from
like,
the audience.
And we'll throw in, you know, a chance for you to go on and do a, you know, backlot tour, or blah, 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 blah. And they'll throw all these different things in. So it starts to add up a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's pretty awesome. Okay, so Monday, we'll be there.
Thank you so
much.
All right,
thank you, Helene. Appreciate it. All right, let us take a break. Come back in just a moment. And a big, big thank you to this morning, by the way. Our friends at the Center City District and the All-American Barbecue at Dilworth Park. Don't forget County Fair Suites. Cart at Dilworth Park has amazing desserts. They have the all-new ice cream sandwich stuffed with house-made vanilla bean ice cream between two.
What?
Salty sweet cookies. They call the kitchen cupboard cookie, made with pretzels, potato chips, butterscotch, and chocolate chips.
Oh, my God.
That sounds outrageous. So get those. And Marissa, when are you going to be there?
I'll be there Friday for happy hour, 5:30 to 7:30 right there in Dilworth Park.
Very good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back in just a moment. Stay with us.
93.3 WMMR presents Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Judy Kim in The Assassination. Celebrating our area's best talent. Bringing it to you on air, online, and in the community. Click Local Shots at WMMR.com to see and hear more. Judy Kim in The Assassination, Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Find a band that rocks her world in Family. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Thank you, Marissa. Mentioning the Center City District and the All-American Barbecue at Dilworth Park. And don't forget that red, white, and blue shaved ice. Very cool, patriotic treat for kids and adults alike. And you can enjoy it at Dilworth Park. Guests 21 and over can make it a boozy frozen treat.
Ooh.
By ordering at the bar, and also stop by the Bud Light Beer Garden featuring handcrafted Maker's Mark Summer Punch. And they brought me a bottle of Maker's Mark.
Wow.
So thank you very much, Center City District. That's really cool.
And it's in a cup suitable for drinking while you drive.
Yeah, exactly. No,
just kidding. Just kidding.
I went to the Maker's Mark Distillery with my dad a few years ago in Kentucky because he lives in Lexington. It was great. It was so cool. It's an awesome setup that they have for tourists to tour it. But what's wild is I went into the bottling portion of the distillery. And it's a lot smaller than you would think it was. Because you see this everywhere. You see Maker's Mark at every bar you go to. It's a top shelf liquor, but it's, you know, it's
common.
Also fairly common. And so you see they have this waxed. It's dipped in wax, the top is. And it was just one little barrel of wax and two women just sitting there, just two ladies dipping it in. Every single bottle that comes down the line, they hand dip it. And,
I could watch that.
You can what?
I can watch that for hours.
What, them dipping them?
Yeah.
Something you enjoy about that?
Old ladies doing it.
They were. They were older ladies, doing it.
I don't know.
When do we get fed?
I don't know what it is about that, but it's just sort of like mesmerizing.
Okay.
It's kind of like, Steve, you would sent that video of the lava.
Regular Saturday night thing, baby.
What's that?
You sent the video of that lava river that was going down, and I'm like,
is that amazing?
Well, it was only a minute long. I'm like, I could have watched that for another 10 minutes at least.
Are you a sucker for Instagram videos with like slime and not
fisting?
Not fisting. Jesus Christ.
To answer your question, Steve, yes.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for
liquids. Yes. You like watching liquids in melted states.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
But I don't know what the slime thing you're talking about.
There's these YouTube holes and Instagram holes that you can fall down where it's mesmerizing videos of things like wax, things like lava, but it's almost like Preston's
ASMR.
Okay. But it's video versions of that. And one of the more common ones are these things that they're almost like Play-Doh where you can mold it with your hands and people play with it. And they are very popular channels to watch.
Yes.
Really?
It's just passive watching, but it's apparently a turn on.
One that I most recently watched was a chain link fence. I watched one of those being put together. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's fascinating, mesmerizing, all of that stuff.
Yeah, I follow one of these accounts called Timed Perfection.
There you go.
And it's very good for, like, so it's not exactly the mushing of, like, the slime and such, but it's just very appeasing and soothing to watch just perfectly lined up things. Or, like, pasta. There's a place called Little Noodle Pasta Company, and they show you pasta noodles coming off of the...
Okay, like a Play-Doh Fun Factory. Yes. You would get off on that.
Yes.
Sounds like you guys have a similar thing to my ASMR, but... Mm-hmm. It's visual rather than audio, auditory. Interesting.
You've got the turbo ASMR.
I used to watch, not How It's Made, before How It's Made came on cable. I forgot what the channel it was, but they would always just go to, you know, where they make Fritos to the factory.
I love that.
And just show how it's done. And yeah, exactly. And a lot of those places are around here. And yeah. I would get caught up in that. That's I've never seen one.
I love factories
where they made pom poms. You know, for cheerleaders, pom poms.
Yeah, come on, kids, we're going to the pom pom factory.
You never think about.
Let's go.
There's a pom pom factory somewhere. Yeah. What is that, Marissa?
This is just pasta coming out of a pasta maker.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watched it for 3 minutes yesterday.
That's bizarre. Yeah, I could see how that's appealing.
Pull the chain link fence one up. I want these guys to see it.
You want us to see that?
Oh, okay. It's so cool.
All right. And bring in some hand lotion.
Yeah.
Bring in some hand lotion and Kleenex.
Oh, yeah.
Cue the guy. Oh, yeah.
Chain link fence. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I've also been trying to cut out carbs, so maybe that's why I like watching the pasta.
Oh, that will appease you instead
you
of eating it?
Carbs.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
What are you going to eat?
Yeah, what do you eat?
I eat zoodles now.
Oh, Jesus.
The hell is that?
It's made of zoo animals.
Zoodles?
You make noodles out of vegetables.
Like zucchini noodles?
Yeah, sweet potatoes, zucchinis, carrots, beets, anything you want.
Wow. Such a pain in the ass to be a vegan.
Wouldn't it be great if Marissa went completely the other way and became a cannibal?
Oh, my God. Eating human flesh?
I just can't help it. I love human flesh.
Mm. All right. Case, I can't wait for the chain link fence video. I have to do
that. Oh, here it is.
Wait, there it is.
Yes.
Is this it?
That's not the one.
Oh, man. This is a...
Find the one you're talking about, and we'll see. Nick found the most satisfying video in the world, most oddly satisfying video compilation 2017. Okay. I could see. Watch that. Yeah, it's just different shapes, and that's interesting.
Is this it, Case? Is this your chain link porn?
No, I'm going to pull it. I hate you guys.
All right. While you're doing that, let's do the bizarre file. Here we go.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's bizarre file.
And it's brought to you this morning by A.D. Moyer, Trex is Engineering. What's next in outdoor living? Visit your Trex experts at A.D. Moyer Lumber and see how Trex can enhance your outdoor oasis. ADMoyer.com. So it's not every day that you see octopuses, starfish, and prawns literally raining down from the sky, but that's exactly what happened Wednesday in the Chinese coastal city of Qingdao after strong winds sucked the marine creatures from the sea.
This happens occasionally.
Qingdao was hit by a severe storm that brought down trees, large signposts, flooded the streets, and brought traffic to a standstill. But
it's raining squid. Hallelujah. It's raining squid.
But there was a particular phenomenon that captured the attention of motorists in the city on Wednesday, and various sea creatures started falling from the sky. Pictures show octopuses flying through the air, and starfish, shrimp, and various shellfish falling on people's windshields.
And these... In the picture here, these are fairly sizable.
Yep. The photos were shared by China's National Weather Agency, and seafood rain became a trending topic on the popular social network.
Seafood rain?
Yeah.
Seafood rain.
Meteorologists said that the creatures must have been sucked from the sea by a waterspout and blown all the way to shore by the strong wind.
It's amazing because we're looking at basically a full starfish on somebody's windshield or something here.
Yeah, and an octopus on the left. Yeah. It's actually flying through the sky. This is not the first time this phenomenon has been observed. As early as last year, fish rained from the sky in a Mexican town in Tampico, and a veritable downpour of fish was reported in the Indian city of Kerala in 2008. So it does happen. A couple in eastern Germany have gotten married in a swing dangling from a motorcycle atop a tightrope 46 feet above the ground. A pastor standing in a cage atop a fire service ladder presided over the wedding of Nicole Backhaus and Jens Njor in the town of Stassfurt on Saturday. The couple exchanged rings in the air, but for safety's sake, they waited until they were back down on the ground to kiss.
And then it was off to Applebee's.
More than 3,000 people watched the wedding in the sky, which took place during a local festival. A husband declared his marriage over after his wife salted their popcorn at the movie theater against his wishes. Listen to what plays out here. Cops were called to mediate the snack dispute in Brookfield, Wisconsin. The wife explained that prior to the movie, she was in line to get popcorn when her husband asked her not to salt it before he walked away.
Now, don't salt it.
After getting the popcorn, she decided that since she had paid for it, she would go ahead and salt it, despite
his
protest.
You're a complete dirty whore.
When the husband discovered his wife had salted the popcorn, he accused her of being unfaithful.
Because of the salting?
And declared that their marriage was over.
You know who salts their popcorn? Whores.
The husband then refused to watch the movie and waited outside the theater while the wife enjoyed the film and the popcorn. The wife found him after the movie, but would not let him drive, claiming that he drives too fast when he gets angry.
I think there's been issues here for a while. It's been building to this.
You know who doesn't let me drive when I'm angry? A whore.
The husband refused to get in the car unless he could drive, but the wife held the keys. Fearing that he'd be stranded at the theater with no way home, the wife called police after he said that he wouldn't ride home with her.
Why don't you drive, popcorn salting whore?
Police arrived and advised the wife that she couldn't force him to ride in her with her, as he was an adult and could do, he could refuse to get in the car if he didn't want to.
Since their house is on wheels, couldn't they just drive it to the theater?
The wife told police that her husband had never hurt her and she didn't fear him harming her, only that he drove too fast when he was angry. She said that she would ask him one more time whether he would get in the car and come home without him. It's unclear how long the couple had been married or what movie they had planned to see that particular night.
I'm guessing some sort of art film.
Maybe so.
Indie film?
We got to cut it short. Sorry, gang.
Oh.
We got to get in our responsibilities to our advertisers, whom we appreciate. So we're going to take a quick break and come back in just a moment. We got more stuff to give away, too. Don't forget that movie screening tonight, the Jurassic Park flick. I'll have more of those. We'll be back in a moment.
The MMR mobile app. Use it to grab the MMR live stream and MMR audio on demand, including the Preston and Steve podcast. Bring up the live studio webcam, too. The MMR app is Android Auto and Apple CarPlay compatible. And it's free.
Foo Fighters on 93.3 WMMR, Learn to Fly. It's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. Preston and Steve Show on a Tuesday morning. Hey, I have failed to mention this, and I want to make sure that you are indeed aware of it. Hopefully you heard about it yesterday. We have a trip to Paris.
Yes.
That we are going to give away, and we're doing it on Friday. Your opportunity to win that by the Word of the Week prize. Very simple. Keep track of the letters each day this week, and we'll give that away on Friday. It's pretty awesome. We were just talking about Paris this morning.
Mm-hmm.
About Marissa wanting to go there, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So somebody's going to be going there this week.
Maybe they'll take Marissa.
That'd be fun.
In conjunction with Mission Impossible Fallout, and you get to go to the premiere of the movie, too, which is pretty cool. And there's, you know, you'll be able to take, they have the bus, hop-on, hop-off bus and boat tours and stuff like that. So it's going to be really cool.
You can see Mount Rushmore.
Really? Sure. I'm sure they have the internet in Paris. So
sure.
You'll be able to see Mount Rushmore all you want.
It had been a while since I watched a Tom Cruise movie. I watched American Made last night. That was really good.
Yeah.
I heard it was good.
Casey, you liked it. You liked it a lot.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. I mean, it's a true story. And it got me thinking, like, I don't know where he
How
lived.
How do they make,
like,
chain link fence?
I think he lived in, like, Arkansas or, you know, somewhere down south. And he had so much money. He had to find places to hide it and bury it. And, like, I wonder
if some of that money's still out there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe.
Might want to go on a treasure hunt.
All right.
Diana, you know, coming home tonight. Oregon, I'm going to do a treasure hunt.
I'm going to be digging holes in Arkansas. Well,
okay.
I'm going to treasure hunt.
Have fun.
It's over $1 million of unclaimed cash somewhere in Oregon.
Mitch McConnell talks that way. You ever hear him?
No.
It sounds like he's choking on his tongue.
You just kind of mumble that out.
Yeah.
Digging holes in Arkansas.
Yep.
This one goes out to all the pretty ladies. It's called Digging Holes in Arkansas.
It's the lowest selling country western album of all time. The lowest selling country western album of all time.
Digging
Holes in Oregon.
No, Arkansas.
Arkansas. Featuring Mitch McConnell and Don Imus.
Once you take it, Big Mac, you take it. I'll tell you, who are you?
Completely incoherent.
The lowest selling country music album of all time. Digging holes in Arkansas.
Digging holes in Arkansas.
I do have a lesson.
And record stores everywhere.
And record stores everywhere?
Exactly.
Okay, good. Got that one.
And look, there's a hole right in the record.
There's a hole in the record?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Maybe that's why nobody's buying it. Nobody knows where to get it.
I know, yeah.
I speak Imus.
Yeah. Okay. So today's lesson question, we're going to give away a $50 Rita's Water Ice gift card. That's right. And let's see, the question that we're going to ask, where is it here? I like this one. What did Ben Simmons do to Marissa's favorite sushi place? 215-263-WMMR. What did Ben Simmons do to Marissa's favorite sushi place? If you know the answer, it was around 7 o'clock that we mentioned that. 215-263-WMMR. Call now. We're going to do the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
And this morning is brought to you by Skull Shaver. Attention, bald guys, shave your head in less than 90 seconds and say goodbye to nicks, cuts, and scrapes with the all-new Pitbull from Skull Shaver. Use promo code BALD at skullshaver.com for exclusive discounts. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, police are reportedly investigating rapper Tekashi 69 to see what, if any, role he had in the shooting of Chief Keef, said the lead investigator on the case, quote, boy, these guys sure have stupid names.
Oh, my God.
WWE superstar John Cena telling diva Nikki Bella that he would reverse his vasectomy in order to give her children on Sunday night's episode of Total Bellas. Cena says he can do it by himself by instructing his muscular semen to reach across and pull his vas deferens back together again.
Wow.
My
it's amazing. God. And finally, Tommy Lee's estranged son Brandon going after his dad on Father's Day, saying he's twice the man Tommy will ever be. Tommy Lee responded, posting, quote, if that's true, then I hope you're enjoying that 28-inch penis. Wow. And that's your Hollywood trick.
All right, we shall see if we can get an answer to this question. What did Ben Simmons do to Marissa's favorite sushi place? And I'll go to Steven. See if we can get the answer.
Hey,
hey Steven, how you doing, bud?
You guys rock, man.
Thanks, man. What did Ben Simmons do to Marissa's favorite sushi place?
He blew the thing up.
He blew it up.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, hang on, Steven. We're going to get your information. I think I just called him a Steven, like a scared.
Yeah, thank you, a Steven.
Hang on, a Steven.
In 13 years, it's the first time I've ever been part of the lesson question.
Are you serious?
Are you
never?
Sure?
Not one time?
Oh, it's got to be.
I'm sure the gloves of cops made it.
Damn it.
Anyway, we're going to set him up with a $50 Rita's Water Ice gift card, and you can grab the new Rita's Party Pack, perfect for graduations, birthdays, and office parties, and family barbecues.
I'm sorry, I'm gathered around having food. Good time.
You get a free insulated cooler bag with a purchase of 6 quarts of Rita's Water Ice or more. Let's do music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! All right, music news this morning is brought to you by Sequoia Outback. It's not too late to create the backyard of your dreams at Sequoia Outback. Visit them on Route 309 in Hatfield or online at DexSupplies.com. Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, will release a new album. It's titled Living the Dream, and that'll come out September 21st via Slash's own label, Snake Pit Records. In partnership with Roadrunner Records, the follow-up to 2014's World on Fire is Slash's fourth solo album, and third with his band, the Conspirators, which features Miles Kennedy on vocals, Brent Fitz on drums, Todd Kearns on bass, and Frank Sidoras on guitar. The band will support the 12-song collection disc by embarking on a fall tour of the United States and Canada, and they will be in our area. They're going to play the Electric Factory on October 10th.
We make fun of Axl from time to time for putting on a few pounds over the years. Slash looks good.
He's always been in shape.
You know, and he's stayed in shape.
Yep. So those guys will be in town. I don't have ticket sale information as of yet, but Slash and the Conspirators coming to town. Frances Bean Cobain has put her Los Angeles mansion on the market for $2.7 million shortly after winning possession of it in her acrimonious divorce settlement with ex-husband Isaiah Silva. According to Variety, Cobain paid $1.8 million for it in 2011, so she's making a mill on it, basically, for the Spanish Colonial in the Hollywood Hills after inheriting 37% of the estate of her late father. The 3,357-square-foot, four-bedroom, four-bathroom home was built in 1930. Let me say that again. 3,300 square feet, and it's going for almost $3 million.
Of course. That's the real estate out there.
Wow.
You know what? I wonder how much the house appreciates simply by being formally owned.
It does help.
Yeah, by her.
It's like when we had Jay Leno talking about cars. You buy the story.
Yes, exactly.
Not just
the
vehicle. So it has a gated entrance, period tile, hardware, wrought iron, stained glass, and spacious living room, and a central fireplace, while the kitchen is equipped with Viking appliances, a farmhouse sink, and walk-in pantry. The garage, which is detached from the house, has been converted into a recording studio and screening room. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
She reached a settlement over the division of the property in her divorce from Silva last month. Let's see here. You mentioned Tommy Lee in the trash, Steve. He engaged in a war of words with his 22-year-old son, Brandon, via social media on Father's Day, with the latter posting an image on Instagram of what appeared to be Tommy laid out on the floor in a T-shirt and underwear after Brandon hit him in a March incident.
It's an unflattering chunk of video.
This is unfortunate.
It is.
Listen to this. So Tommy Lee took to Instagram to honor his dad while remarking on his own failures as a father. He wrote in part, "Sometimes I feel like I failed as a father because my kids don't know the value of things. If they break something, they don't care because they know they'll just get a new one. If they hurt someone, they don't care because so many people tell them it's okay. I never wanted this for my kids." He also blamed his ex-wife and the mother of his two children, Pamela Anderson, for, quote, enabling bad behavior and buying them things when they weren't good. He said, "I love my boys, and they can be a-holes, too, and that's the truth." Cue Honest Guy Music, he said. A short time later, Brandon took to Instagram to share a screenshot of his dad's post along with an accompanying message that appeared to reference the incident in March when he allegedly assaulted his father at Tommy's home in Calabasas. Brandon wrote, "Remember what happened last time you said this
yeah.
night. Brandon continued, "You got to show up to be a dad, big guy. If you think we're so bad, which I can assure you we are not, then you should have showed up to a few more B-days and baseball games.
Mm.
Someone like you couldn't raise a man like me. Just move on, dude. We all have. Or I'll put you right back to effing sleep." I'm talking about his father.
Physical violence with his dad. Yeah, man, that sucks.
On Father's Day?
Yeah, on Father's Day.
On Father's Day. So I feel bad all the way around. I don't know whose fault this is, but you know what? It's just an unfortunate situation.
I know whose fault it is. Yep. David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, where is he?
Yeah, he ran all the Baywatch stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A follow-up post from Brandon was a video of his father, apparently unconscious, in a T-shirt and underwear, lying on the floor. Brandon captioned the clip, "Look a little sleepy there, Tommy." The video was later removed.
Now, apparently, the kid sucker-punched him from behind, which is not good, obviously, but of course, beating up your dad for any reason, or this dad beating up your son, that's not good.
Yeah.
It can't help.
And why do you have to take it to social media?
Because email is unavailable.
Well, I mean, you just want people. You need people on your side.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So then Tommy fired back there's a thing here in the studio.
Yeah, he fired back with this. It says rehab for son, $130,000. Party for son's 21st birthday last year, $40,000. Medical bill after son knocks his father unconscious and uses alcoholism as scapegoat, $10,000. Son acting like a victim on social media on Father's Day, priceless. And then he wrote, "I'm out," and then he did the mic drop thing. So, I don't know, man.
I think they're right there.
Bad situation.
I think they're right there.
You think that
they're talking.
At least they're talking about beating each other up.
Yeah, and that's communication, really.
You know, love begins with a punch.
All right, so last night, Bruce Springsteen once again rocked Asbury Park, New Jersey for the reopening of the famed bowling alley and concert venue, Asbury Lanes.
Who next to bowl?
We're going to bowl.
We're going to bowl. Hey, guys, fans of Grease 2.
What?
Why?
Such a great one. It's the unsung hero of the Grease movie.
Is there a bowling alley song in Grease
2?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
That's what we're going to bowl in?
Let's bowl. Hey, everybody, look, it's Adrian Zemed. Hey, it's Lorna Luft.
Who's that?
No one knows.
I don't know
Liza Minnelli's sister.
She's in Grease too, Preston. Hey, it's Michelle Pfeiffer.
They got one name.
That's Lorna Luft right there, Preston.
Oh, you missed it.
Which one? I'll look it up. Hell, I don't know.
Sure, the moment is lost.
I'll look it up later. The evening featured sets by Portugal the Man and Tangiers Blues Band, who backed the Boss on a half-hour, four-song set consisting of Huey Piano Smith's Rockin' Pneumonia and Boogie Woogie Flu, Willie Dixon's I Just Want to Make Love to You, Dan Ray's Down the Road a Piece, and the Isley Brothers' classic Twist and Shout. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's pretty cool. They also did the Bowling Shoe Shoop.
Didn't know that. Tangiers Blues Band featured noted Springsteen and rock photographer Danny Clinch on harmonica, and proceeds from last night's event benefited the Boys and Girls Club of Monmouth County.
How much longer is his Broadway show running?
I don't know.
As long as he wants it to.
Yeah.
That keeps getting extended. You just want a Tony. He's making serious bank. Not that he needs it, but the tickets are ridiculously expensive. So,
are they sending out other versions of the show, like with Richard Marx as Bruce Springsteen?
Yep. Yeah.
That's the touring coming. That's what we'll get here at the
Marriott. With Richard Marx as Bruce Springsteen.
Bit of a curveball.
Wow, man, that's not as good.
Hi, everybody. I'm Bruce Springsteen.
Paul McCartney, this is so cool, turned a couple's special day into one for the history books when he jumped on stage to sing A Star Standing There with the wedding band. The former Beatle, who along with wife Nancy Chevelle, was attending the New York nuptials of Chevelle's nephew on Saturday night. A TMZ reported Macca did an impromptu performance for about 300 guests at Fresh Meadow Country Club in Long Island.
Oh, that's cool.
With the 20-piece wedding band, the groom was from his wife Nancy's side of the family. So.
See, I forced my way up onto stage at a wedding to sing Sora Standing There, and they beat me with folding chairs.
Yeah, it's probably
It wasn't the same reaction.
You're not Paul McCartney.
I know.
All right. And that's what I have for you, Music News, this morning. Hey, I want to mention that Center City District All-American Barbecue at Dillwood Park has stopped in this morning. We thank them for coming by here and feeding our guests who are in the studio. Thursday, from 5 to 7, you can meet George and Martha Washington.
Oh, my God!
Yes. And you can try a sampling of Budweiser Freedom Reserve Lager along with a Museum of American Revolution ticket giveaway. So that's one of the many things that are taking place. And Marissa is going to be there Thursday as well? Or Friday?
Friday.
Okay. What time are you going
to
be there?
Friday for happy hour, 5:30 to 7:30.
All right. And that's at Dilworth Park, the Center City District All-American Barbecue. So thanks so much. And keep in mind that that event is going on. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Trip to Paris. We'll get you that much closer to it with the letter of the day, word of the week. Don't move.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
93.3 WMMR, the Pierre Presents version of Nathaniel Ratliff and the Ball Sacks.
Daniel Radcliffe and the Ball Sacks.
Daniel Radcliffe and the Ball Sacks.
It sounds great. That version sounds great.
It does. Yeah. No, it's Nathaniel Ratliff and the Nathaniel Night Hawthorne
and the Hershey Squirts.
Nathaniel Hawthorne and the Hershey Squirts.
Nathaniel Hawthorne and the Hershey Squirts.
I like that one.
Nathaniel Hawthorne, believe it or not, wrote one of my favorite Fish lyrics of all time.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. So I had.
When they take it from one of his books?
So Digging Holes in Arkansas.
I guess maybe one of his poems. And so one of Fish's main lyricists, this guy, Tom Marshall, I saw him backstage or behind the stage at The Man 2 years ago. And I asked him, I said, hey, did you write this line? And the line is, each betrayal begins with trust.
Oh, he said,
yes.
From Farmhouse.
And he said, yeah, I did. But he's like, I kind of stole that from Nathaniel Hawthorne. And there you go.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So he stole it and wrote it simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
What song was that?
That's Farmhouse.
Is it Farmhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Is the title track from it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought that was a great line as well. Well, there you look. We got something useful out of the ball sacks.
Here's a fun fact for you. Hey, of course, I wrote one of the lyrics on the song Farmhouse from Fish.
Well, there you go. You learn stuff.
Not really.
No. Well, I didn't know that about Nathaniel
There was
Hawthorne.
One fact in there.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, I want to congratulate you guys on something you probably don't know either, but today we released our 500th Bizarre File podcast.
Hey! Oh! Wow.
Nice. Yeah. If for some reason you don't have the time to consume the entire podcast, we have just the Bizarre File that's set aside, and you can grab that and listen to it. You can also do it via your Amazon Echo,
yes.
Alexa, if you want to call that, and just say, Alexa, open MMR, and it'll get that whole thing started, which is cool. What just happened?
Pierre just
He'd been eating a cookie and then turned around and left.
Oh, okay. We'll get him in here in a minute. 500th podcast.
Oh. What's that?
Yeah, we'll do the tattoo thing. Let's do that now. It is Tattoos Day, so. So we want to welcome listener Harley, who is here this morning.
Harley!
Hello, how are you?
Awesome. How you doing?
I'm very excited to be here.
Well, that's great. Yes. And we have Troy from Philadelphia Eddie's.
Yeah!
Here. Troy, a good friend of the show. Good to see you, sir, as always.
Thank you.
Harley, what's your story? Tell us about you, please.
Oh, geez. Well, I'm from Mercer County, Hamilton, New Jersey, right outside of Trenton.
Cool.
Privilege.
Well, listen, when I was looking for designs, I knew I wanted to get an owl. And I kept coming back to this one with the red monocle. It just kind of stood out to me.
Well, we're looking at it right now. It's gorgeous. Did you go to a temple or just an owl fan?
No, I like birds.
Okay. All right.
I saw this one and I'm like, well, he's kind of a fancy owl, and I was trying to figure out how to tag something with the show, and I was like, let's put privileged underneath of it. It's my
nod
to Bill Weston. I feel very privileged to be here to get a tattoo, and
yeah.
That is nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a meticulous amount of work to be done in the time you did it.
Troy did an amazing job.
Troy, has that got a type of style label to it, or what would you call that?
Kind of dot work or... Okay. Geometric.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. The bird has this kind of halo type thing behind it. This pattern that is really cool, and it jibes with the pattern on the bird as well, which is really interesting. Why the red monocle? What's that all about, Harley?
That's just the way the design was.
Okay.
But yeah, it just was kind of striking with all the black. It just stood out to me.
Nice. Are you a tattoo veteran?
I am, yeah. So I have both of my forearms done. I have an entire body piece.
What's the body piece?
It's a phoenix. Okay. Way better than Ben Affleck's.
I was about to say, we've seen a phoenix on Ben
He has
Affleck's
a horrible
back.
Tattoo.
A bit much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had cancer 5 years ago. I had a mastectomy and subsequent several reconstructive surgeries. So I did
Reborn.
An entire, yeah, I mean, the phoenix is obviously symbolic of that, but I did an entire piece. It covers all the way from my lady parts up. Through my entire chest, it's my whole.
That's front. Awesome.
Took 40 hours in about 7 months.
Damn, you're all in.
So, yeah.
So, well, you're an old hat at this. Doing getting the owl is nothing.
I want some sleeves done. I mean, I'm definitely.
You're
going to
cover
done.
The whole body?
Well, not the whole body, but face I want some
sleeves. Get a Mike Tyson trial tattoo on your face. Yeah.
No, nothing okay. like that.
All right.
What do you do for a living?
So, I'm an administrative assistant at an amazing nonprofit in New Jersey called Advancing Opportunities.
What do you guys do?
We service the disability services community, and I actually wanted to give a shout-out to everybody there. They do such amazing work every day promoting community inclusion, independence for our clients. We work with some of the most severely disabled, from babies to seniors, and everybody there is amazing. They deserve a lot of kudos for the work that they do.
That's wow. great, man. Yeah. Excellent. Anybody else want to say hello to while you're
yes. here? Sorry, I want to shout out to my husband, Vince. I love you very much. Thank you for not freaking out about another tattoo.
Two.
This one was free, so. my kids, Noelle and Callie, I love you very much. I want to shout out all my friends, Melissa, Alyssa, Stacy, Jody, Val, Rachel, Jason, Eric, Dave Goldberg, who's here with me. He's a super fan.
Oh,
nice.
And,
Dave is great.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right.
I think I got everybody in there.
All right, good. You're absolutely really good at all the names.
Oh, my God. I was going over and over that in my head, and I was like, I'm going to forget somebody. I
nice. You did great.
Yeah, thank
well,
you.
And Troy's one of our favorite tattoo artists who is here this morning. Nick, you pulled up a picture. What is this of Troy here?
Troy was recently on a vacation, and I wanted to ask him where it was from and also about your wife because she's got big boobs.
She's got those.
And I didn't know that.
No, where'd you guys go? Where was your trip?
We went to Puerto Rico for a week.
Nice.
Just vacation.
How is it down there, but, you know, post hurricane and everything? Oh, the resort's back up and running?
I mean, my cell phone worked the whole time.
Yeah.
We had power everywhere we went.
Okay.
It wasn't too bad. You can right. definitely see there's, a lot of, still landscaping all in giant piles. Trees, turned over. One of the airports that we went past still was missing half of its roof. So
wow, that's a problem.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But, it's nice. The best way to support Puerto Rico is to go there on vacation.
Well,
that's
true.
Great.
Yeah, the tourism will definitely help. I've been into post-hurricane places. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, and years after hurricanes have come through, and you just see the devastation.
Absolutely.
The the forest and stuff like that. So it was pretty wild. Well, you had a good time. That's cool, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Excellent, man. All right. Well, great. Always nice to see you. Tell your wife with the big boobs we said hi. We appreciate you stopping by. Let's hear it for Troy and Harley.
Yeah!
For Tattoozday. Now, we make room for the man. Here he comes.
Yay!
Addressing his followers, hand raised in the air. In a very papal-like fashion, waving with the back of his hand.
Like a hippie Mussolini.
As he steps over to the hippie Mussolini. That's a band name.
Hippie Mussolini.
Hippie Mussolini. I like it.
There's Dead Kennedys.
Mussolini.
It's hippie not Mussolini. Because one time I have a fedora, and I came in with it one time, and Steve called me Hippie Sinatra.
It's a good theme.
Yeah.
So it works.
Yeah.
On the build together for the first time.
Hippie Sinatra and
Hippie Mussolini.
Hippie Mussolini. It's a double shot Tuesday. Double shot of the hippie bands. Nice. You're gonna rock.
Hey, I really enjoyed the passion. The Philly block that you did yesterday. It was all Philadelphia songs, and I got to listen to it on the whole drive home. And there was some variety in there that I didn't quite expect. But you did both songs from the Philadelphia soundtrack that I was hoping you would. And then I hadn't heard Ike into Philadelphia in a long time. And
that's a great song.
It's such a great song.
Isn't it great?
And it's such an awesome driving song. So thank you for playing
it. What is it?
We used to play it years ago.
Ike the Band. Right. I thought the name of the song was Ike. I thought the song was Ike into Philadelphia.
Right.
Okay. Like Portugal the Man.
Right, exactly. Yeah. No, I remember Ike. Yeah, that's...
John Fay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great guy. And great song. And yesterday was Philly's 330-something or other birthday.
Yeah.
Got some Hooters in there as well. So it was just a really enjoyable block.
Guitar. We had Philadelphia from Neil Young, which was nominated for Academy Award. Streets of Philadelphia from Bruce, both from the Philadelphia movie. Jonathan Demme did that, right?
He did it, and that Neil Young song is
haunting.
It's unbelievably touching. Then when you juxtapose it with the footage at the end of the movie, Philadelphia, it'll just slay you. Yeah.
Well, and when Neil, in that only unique Neil voice, goes, City of Brotherly Love.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And then we started with Philadelphia Freedom from Elton John. So
there was a stretch of songs in the 1950s that used Philadelphia, PA, an awful lot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The Liberty Bell.
Dancing in the Streets.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, they'd always say Philadelphia, PA. I know that Chuck Berry used it a few
times. We need to get a Philly station ID.
Like a montage?
From Chuck Berry?
Yeah, montage.
Yeah, we can do that.
We used to have one years ago. And now we've got to get another one.
Yes, I agree. Okay. It's a good idea.
Steve Miller mentions Philadelphia.
He does. Where?
Man, it's going to take me. Is it Rockin' Me, maybe? I don't remember what song it is, but he mentions it. It's not in Freebird. He didn't do Freebird.
That was Philadelphia, Atlanta, LA.
That's it.
Oh, wow.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to my story about a
man named Jay.
Yeah.
kept his family fed. Philadelphia is where you belong.
Up from the ground come a
bubbling water.
Cheese whiz, that is.
A-U.
A-U?
No, A-U.
A-U.
A-U. A-U.
Oh, okay.
Play some Stones.
Oh, Stones.
A-U.
Call us on the request line. Use your phone.
A-U-N-K.
Speaking of the request lines and phones, and people are going to need to use that on Friday, but they're going to need the letter of the day first in order to win this trip to Paris that we have to give away. You ready, man?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah!
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter.
Ew.
Ew.
As in outstanding.
What exactly? So we're clear about this so people can
write. Ew.
O. Letter O. Thank
as
you.
In outstanding.
Letter is in outstanding.
Oh, my balls.
Or that. Balls, yes. So we have two letters. We're going to need five altogether. We have a trip to Paris, and it's for the premiere of Mission Impossible Fallout, including two round-trip airline tickets, three nights hotel stay, two hop-on, hop-off bus tour / boat ride passes, and admission for two to the premiere screening on July 12th of Mission Impossible Fallout, and that'll hit theaters nationwide on July 27th. So we're giving that sucker away on Friday. Should be good. What is happening on today's program, sir?
I'm glad you asked. We'll have a nice archive selection. We've been having a lot of fun with these archives. There are so many. We're only going to do them from January through April 29th, the birthday.
I keep doing them because you're right. I'll walk by and I'll hear something. I think last week you were playing something that you know, that just blew me away, especially that it's also intrinsically from MMR, you know, right. It just makes
all
it so
all done
cool.
here or, yeah. you know, and aired here or one of those things. Yesterday was Political Science from Randy Newman.
Wow.
He was on the morning show in the 80s and they coaxed him into playing it. So so we continued. Bill said, you know what, this is going so well, let's keep it going. So,
good.
April 29th came and went, and here we are into June, and we're still doing it three times a day. I do it at 1:30, Jackson at 5:30, and Bam Bam at 9:30.
We have to have enough to fuel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We've got,
forever.
We've, you know, it's sort of like a memory closet. You think, oh, I don't remember that. And then all of a sudden, oh, I remember that. Oh, what about that?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
You know, you unlock it, and then the memories start coming. And well, I keep remembering things that that we have done, and I go, oh, we got to find that one.
You took it upon yourself a while ago to have a, it seemed like you had a squad working to chronicle and log and do all this stuff that, you know, was extensive. So,
well, Sarah is really the one that credit goes to, yeah. and Kevin Gunn. Sarah will find a piece and goes, and she'll go to Kevin, like, where did this come from? And Kevin go, oh, right. Well, that was from England when we had Peter Gabriel on, and he did Here Comes the Flood.
Yeah.
You know, and so Kevin is really good on the historical stuff, and
cool.
Sarah's worked really hard. Anyway, today is Blues Traveler. They were on my show in August of 97, and they did a song, which we will play, called Canadian Rose. We also have workforce blocks that include Metallica and Royal Blood for the bass player, Mike Kerr's birthday today. And Roger Daltrey is in town doing all of Tommy in symphonic fashion, and so we'll do a great big workforce block of The Who. And I have this really cool soundtrack that I had back in the 70s of The Who being done symphonically by the London Symphony Orchestra.
Yes. And they had a whole series that yes. they'd done. They did that. They did Genesis. They did a whole bunch of I love those albums.
Well, they're amazing. This particular one was out of print and it just came back into print. It's got all these really cool people singing. It's got like Tina Turner singing the Acid Queen. It's I think she does that on the film.
That's from the movie.
Yeah,
she's
sorry,
the movie.
Sorry, that's not that one. It's somebody else doing that. But it's
it does exist though.
Yeah, no, it's Tina Yathers. It's,
yeah,
sister. No, Family
it's
Ties.
Got, it's got Mary
Poppins.
Queen of Scots.
Mary, she's saying, "Give me shelter." Mary,
oh, Mary Clayton. Shelley from France.
Mary Clayton.
Mary Clayton. Clayton.
Mary Clayton doing the Acid Queen. It's got Rod Stewart doing Pinball Wizard and a full symphony orchestra. And it's got Daltrey doing the See Me, Feel Me. Anyway, so we'll play a few tracks from that as we get ready to welcome Roger Daltrey and the symphony orchestra. Plus, it's Double Shot Tuesday, and we'll have you call it, and we'll have lots of fun
nice.
Today.
Fun is good. Hey, I would like to give away the last of our movie passes for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. I got four of them left, and we'll take those callers now. It's tonight, by the way, at 7:30 UA King of Prussia. You need to be there by 7 o'clock, so 215-263-WMMR. Call right now. Anybody else have any itchy spots from the...
Yep. I'm actually good.
From the...
I licked it off.
Yeah, but I was looking for the word fiberglass out of the insulation. I just have a little spot on my shoulder.
Do you?
And that's it. Yep. I have one on my foot, but that's gone now.
Have you ever gone up to, like, an attic in a house where it's all exposed, like the fiberglass like that?
Yeah.
Like, on a warm day, you will pay for it.
Yep, absolutely.
The itchiness is profound.
So thank you to the guys. I think it was
PDO.
No, PD.
P. Diddy.
PD Construction
P.
Group.
P. Diddy Construction Group.
For allowing us to destroy Bill Weston's office this morning. That was a lot of fun. We appreciate it. Thank you to our sponsors, Preston and Steve Show, brought today by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee, the Preston and Steve Show. The Preston and Steve Show runs
privileged
on Dunkin'.
What's not that? Everybody. It's privileged. Not everybody gets to destroy their boss's office.
This is true.
Right? Yeah.
And it was pretty awesome. There's probably some left if you want to jump in there and go bash
gonna
a little bit.
They're gonna take your office after a while. And you're going to move to another office
yep.
when they do that part. And Rodney said, that's the one you should hit.
All right. Fair enough. Brought to you also by Acme. Stop by Acme, your favorite local supermarket, for all of your grilling needs. And also brought to you by Juventus. Brought to you by the International Champions Cup featuring Juventus versus FC Bayern at Lincoln Financial Field on Wednesday, July 25th. Got it right,
what?
Right? Tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. Tomorrow on our program, Lil Ray Howery will be in our studio.
Wow.
And we'll go live on Fox Good Day, and I'm sure we'll have some other goodies for you as well. That's it. We're done. Rage on. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, gang. And a bye-bye.
Preston and Steve. Love you. Hate you. Live.
Jeff, you're a piece of crap. Every time we have to do this, you make it 10 times worse.
Next message.
Central Air is the second greatest invention of all time. Obviously, indoor plumbing number one. I love Central Air.
Next message.
Oh, I hate my f***ing job. Working on an exit strategy, though. Let's hope it goes well.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.